life-threatening flash flooding of low water crossings, creeks, normally dry washes and roads. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Las Vegas, Rainbow Canyon, Mount Charleston, Spring Mountains, Centennial Hills, Hilltop Campground, Mahogany Grove Campground, Kyle Canyon Campground, Fletcher View Campground, Mary Jane Falls Campground, Dolomite Campground, and McWilliams Campground. Turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most of flood deaths occur in vehicles.
These two teams have something very significant in common. Number one, they did not play well in the first half. The Aviators did not play well as a team in the first half, and neither did Albuquerque. And both teams are playing well, in fact, in the second half. So they've got that in common, too. For the Albuquerque Isotopes, they have a record of 17-10 in the second half. The only team better than that, Oklahoma City, 18-9. And the Aviators, for their part, after winning on Sunday over Sugarland at Las Vegas Ballpark, have a second-half record of 16-11, one game behind Albuquerque. So we'll see. Everybody's kind of cranking up and seeing how they can do in the month of August. It's hard to believe August is here already, and this is the 102nd game of the year out of the 150-game schedule for the Las Vegas Aviators. The starting pitchers tonight, Las Vegas will go with righty Trey Shupak, making his fourth appearance in his second start. No record yet, an ERA of over 10. His last start was against Sugarland. He got knocked down in the third inning. He was hit hard. His other two appearances were in relief, and he looked pretty good in those games. But we'll see how he does here in what is definitely and always has been a hitter's ballpark. When I asked Fran Reardon how long Shupak would be, what kind of a leash they'd have on him, he said it's just as long as he's not effective anymore. And because he's not totally built up in terms of arm strength, they're expecting him to go through the batting order once, maybe a second time, depending upon how the first go-around goes. For Albuquerque, they will hand the ball to right-hander Phillips Valdez, making his 20th appearance, his 13th start. Valdez is from the Dominican. He was in the Red Sox and Seattle Mariners organizations last year, 5-5 with Albuquerque with a 7.71 ERA. I'll be back with more. The pregame show will continue. We just had the trade deadline. We're going to discuss some of the player moves and how they have affected the Aviators coming up after this.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back. Well, none other than the son of the late, great Roberto Clemente Just threw out the ceremonial first pitch to Albuquerque manager and former Las Vegas manager Pedro Lopez. They are paying tribute today to Roberto Clemente, who died New Year's Eve 1972 into 73, as many of you know, on the plane crash trying to help Nicaraguan earthquake victims. And it's great to see the great Roberto Clemente's son here. And he's just on the mound. He threw a nice pitch to Pedro Lopez. He's chatting right now down on the field with some other folks who are here. Anyway, Jace Peterson, infielder for the Oakland Athletics, was traded. I'm sure many of you have heard about that. And that affects the Aviators in a couple of different ways. Number one, a couple of the rehab got well. Kirby Snead was rehabbing. Then he was a regular member of the roster. Kirby Snead has been called up. Tyler Wade has been called up. And as far as anything else is concerned, Manny Pena, who had been rehabbing, is also gone. So the Aviators now have two catchers, Kyle McCann and Yoel Pozo. And there is a new addition to the pitching staff called up from AA. He's a starting pitcher, a right-hander named Joey Estes, E-S-T-E-S, who is scheduled to appear later in the series. Estes is 6'2", 195. He's only 21. He won't be 22 till October. And the Oakland Athletics received him in a trade with the Atlanta Braves last year. And Joey Estes lives in Henderson. He was at Class A Lansing last year, AA Midland this year. And so that's the newest face on this team for now for the Las Vegas Aviators. The Esturi Ruiz is going to be in the lineup again as he will continue his rehab. The other rehabber is Kevin Smith. He'll be in there again playing second base. We'll have the lineups for you a bit later on. Right now, Pedro Lopez at home plate with Fran Reardon exchanging lineup cards. They don't expect too big of a crowd tonight, but they told me they expect some nice crowds here, certainly for the homestand. They're going to have mariachi night on Saturday, and every time there's mariachi night here in Albuquerque, the place is packed. And what they're hoping for, with fingers crossed, is that the thunderstorms will stay away. Albuquerque is known for thunderstorm activity, monsoon season, which is a lot longer than the monsoon seasons in Nevada or Arizona or just about anywhere else. So we've got baseball coming up here. Game one of a six-game series, Las Vegas and the Albuquerque Isotopes. Earlier in the year, Albuquerque came to Las Vegas ballpark in the middle of May, and Las Vegas beat them 4-6 in that series. And so the Isotopes, coming off a bad year last year, finishing in last place in their division, trying for a better second half this year. That's the pregame show. And then I will step aside and come back with the starting lineups for tonight's game coming up after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Mm-hmm.
right, welcome back. Pregame show continues as we will have a glance now at this evening's starting lineup for the opener of this six-game set. And the Aviators here in the Duke City against the Albuquerque Isotopes. The visiting Las Vegas Aviators, Oakland Athletics AAA team under manager Fran Reardon. Overall in the year, they've won 50 and lost 51, looking to get back to 500 if they can win this one tonight. And their second half record, 16 up and 11 down. Las Vegas tonight leads off with a rehabbing center fielder from Oakland, Esteri Ruiz. Batting second is the designated hitter, Greg Dykeman. In the third slot, left fielder Max Schumann. Hitting cleanup and catching, Yoel Pozo. Batting fifth at second base, another major league rehabber, Kevin Smith, who homered on Sunday's game in their win over Sugarland in Las Vegas. In the sixth position for the Aviators for this one is Daryl Hernandez, his first ever trip to Albuquerque. Batting in the seventh slot, first baseman Logan Davidson. In the eighth position is third baseman Brett Harris. And in the ninth position is the right fielder Lawrence Butler. On the mound, the big righty Trey Shupak, spells it S-U-P-A-K, pronounce it Shupak. No record with a 10.8 ERA. Opening up this one, Trey, a big man at 6'5", 268, 27 years old from LaGrange, Texas, and coming up from Midland, where he's going to make his fourth start and fourth appearance and second start for Las Vegas. Albuquerque, the Rockies' AAA team, managed by former Las Vegas 51s manager Pedro Lopez, who was the Vegas manager back in 2017 with their Mets affiliate. Albuquerque's overall record 44-58, but a good second half record of 17-10. Leading off in center field, Winton Bernard. Batting second, the left fielder Jimmy Herron. In the third slot, right fielder Cole Tucker. In the cleanup position, second baseman Aaron Shunk. Batting fifth, the designated hitter Daniel Montaño. Hitting sixth and catching, Willie McIver. Hitting seventh at first base, Jonathan Morales. In the eighth slot, third baseman Hunter Stovall. And batting ninth at shortstop, Connor Kaiser. On the mound for Albuquerque, righty Phillips Valdez. The Dominican righty 5-5, a 7.71 ERA. That will complete this edition of the Las Vegas Aviators pregame report. Now, we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Aviators baseball here in Albuquerque in the land of enchantment. Game one of a six-game series between the Aviators and the home team Albuquerque Isotopes. We're going to get started with the ballgame next right after these words.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming the Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Hey, welcome on back. Okay, we're set to start it. Here we go. Right-hander Phillips Valdez loosening up right now for the Albuquerque Isotopes. And again, he's a balanced books now at 5 wins and 5 defeats. Valdez is in his 14th pro year. 31 years old, be 32 in November. He was just a pup when he was signed originally. The Rockies are his 7th organization. Cleveland, Tampa, Washington Nationals, Texas Rangers, Red Sox, and Mariners before he became a member of the Rockies organization. So have arm, will travel. Last time he pitched on July 26th here against Sacramento. This is a long homestand for Albuquerque. Just finished a 6-game series with Sacramento. And now after a day off, they are entertaining the Aviators. And in that game against Sacramento, Phillips Valdez was charged with his 5th loss of the year in a second straight. He went 4 2/3, allowed 5 runs on 4 hits, a couple of home runs, hit 2 batters, walked 3, struck out 1, threw 67 pitches, 40 strikes, got 8 ground outs and 1 flyout over 22 batters faced. He relies heavily on a sinker ball to get ground balls. The first 4 batters of the 4th inning reached, and Elliot Ramos and Donovan Walton were a couple of the guys who heard him. First pitch of the game is ball 1 to Esteury Ruiz. Game time temperature 81 degrees, which is a welcome figure for the Aviators. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Ruiz, and he looks at a strike over the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Esteury Ruiz. Ruiz here because of an injured right shoulder, his throwing shoulder, trying to work his way back. Talented young man. He's hitting 571 in 7 at-bats, but the Aviators in the rehab sent 4 for 7. Pitches outside, ball 2, 2-1. So Ruiz opening things up against Phillips Valdez. Greg Dykeman on deck and Max Schumann here in the top of the first inning of the first game of 6 here. The 2-1. And a slow breaking ball drifts in there for a strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Phillips Valdez has made 6 relief appearances in his career. 5 last year with Tacoma and 1 in 2019 with Nashville. The pitch is low. It's 3-2 now. So, he was a member of the Red Sox opening day roster beginning 2022. Option to AAA Worcester and called up 4 times. There's a chopper down the third baseline, and it goes foul right before it gets to the bag. Third baseman Hunter Stovall had a decision to make. Do I charge and pick it up and take a chance on throwing out Ruiz, who runs very well, or do I let it roll? It was a calculated gamble, and it paid off. The ball, it was fair for about the first 88 feet, and it just went foul right before the bag. 3-2, and Ruiz just getting back to home plate right now. The plate umpire tonight is Tom Hanahan. He's the crew chief of this group of umpires. First base ump is Mark Stewart, Jr. Down at third, Harley Acosta. 3-2. Here's a look. Valdez set the 3-2. There's a 2-hopper to third. Stovall's got this one. Plants his feet and throws out Ruiz. 1 out, so his rehab stint now. Ruiz is 4 for 8. And with 1 out, the batter's Greg Dykeman. Albuquerque defensively here for the opener of this series. The first baseman is Jonathan Morales. At second base, Aaron Shunk. The shortstop, Connor Kaiser. And at third, Hunter Stovall. Jimmy Herron in left. Winton Bernard in center. Cole Tucker's in right, and Willie McIver is catching for Phillips Valdez. Here's Dykeman. Greg takes a little high ball one. 1-0. Dykeman hitting 304. 1 home run, 8 batted in. DHing in this game. Of course, he's an outfielder. Left-handed batter. Open stance, and the pitch to him. Up and away with a changeup. Ball two. It's 2-0. Max Schumann is out on deck. Phillips Valdez. Been around a long time, going on 15 years in the pros. The 2-0, and that's a little bit outside ball three. 3-0 on Dykeman. For Valdez, he has pitched 58 and a third innings this year, allowed 70 hits. So a 302 cumulative batting average against him. He's given up 9 homers, walked 37, struck out 43, and hit 8 batters. Pitch outside ball one. Dykeman draws a 1-out walk. And the battle is going to be Max Schumann now. Valdez grew up in the Dominican, idolizing Pedro Martinez, and he has said that he tries to throw the curveball the way Martinez did. He was trained for a while as a youngster at a Japanese baseball academy in the Dominican during the 2011 season. There goes the runner. The pitch is outside. The throw down to second base, and Dykeman has stolen it. If the pitch was a strike to Schumann, and Dykeman on the move, and he beat the throw from catcher Willie McGiver. The Aviators have not seen this catcher before, McGiver. So Dykeman took off and stole the base. And for Greg, his fifth steal without being caught. There's a pop-up on the right side. First baseman Morales drifts across the foul line into foul territory into coaching box to make the catch. And Max came in at 289, fouls out. Dykeman remains at second with two outs in the top of the first inning. And the batter's Yoel Pozo. Valdez has seen his ups and downs, certainly. There are times in his extensive pro career when he's had big moments and times, obviously, like anything else in any other endeavor of life, he's had his struggles. Here is Pozo, the pitch to him. A big chopper up the middle. Shortstop Kaiser to his left, gloves it behind the bag, and throws out Pozo. And that's the inning. Yoel came in hitting a season-high 333. But his ground ball to short, big chopper ends the inning. And in the first inning for Las Vegas, no runs, no hits, no errors. They leave Dykeman at second. And at the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas nothing in Albuquerque against Trey Shupak coming up.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Steiners, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiners Pub has, it's the odds of 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiners, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiners, I love this place.
All right, welcome back, friends. Yes, Russ Langer here in Albuquerque. Aviators did not score in the top of the first against veteran right-hander Phillips Valdez. And Trey Shupak will try his luck here. Shupak's first career outing against Albuquerque. And the big man's going to go up against Winton Bernard. The first pitch is a strike over the outside corner, 89-mile-an-hour fastball. Shupak doesn't throw as hard as you might expect a guy of his size. He relies more on command, and this is what the scouts like to say, pitches to contact, pitch inside one and one, meaning he needs a good defense behind him. One ball and one strike on Winton Bernard. Bernard is hitting 286, nine homers, 51 batted in, a drive into shallow center field and racing in to make a one-handed catch is Esteri Ruiz. Bernard was one of the best players in the PCL last year. He did everything well, finally eventually got called up by the Rockies. But he flies out to center to begin, one out in the bottom of the first inning, the batter Jimmy Herron. Country Western for Jimmy Herron's walk-up song right there. Here's the pitch from Shupak, and it's a pop-up on the right side. First baseman Logan Davidson near the bag, waiting, comes in on the grass, makes the two-handed grab. And Herron, who came in at 291 with 13 homers and 16 steals, pops out to first. So very quickly, just three pitches, and Shupak has two quick outs, and the batter Cole Tucker now. Cole Tucker, a switch hitter, batting left-handed against the righty Shupak. Wearing number 3, back of his snow-white Albuquerque Isotopes home jersey. playing right field in this game, takes a fastball letter high for ball one. He's got those cherry red batting gloves. Holds the bat way down by the knob. Tucker is 6'3", 200 pounds, 27 years old, from Phoenix. Time in the Diamondbacks and Pirates organizations before. Pitches outside, and it's 2-0 to him. Tucker's hitting 317. Five homers, 31 batted in, half a dozen steals. So here is the 2-0 pitch. It's a dunker into shallow right. Going out is Smith, the second baseman. He's calling for it, makes the catch. And just a small handful of pitches. Šupak gets Albuquerque out very quickly, less than 10 pitches. And three balls hit in the air, and that's it. At the end of one complete in Albuquerque, the Aviators and Isotopes are scoreless.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Welcome to the Real Estate Jackpot, folks. Aaron and Jacob Taylor, the real estate guys, are here to make your home selling experience a winning one.
Feeling lucky? We got a deal you can't resist. We offer a cash advance to all sellers with zero interest.
Roll the dice with us. We'll handle all repairs with no upfront money. No need to wager your hard-earned savings on home improvements.
Are you holding a house of horrors? No worries. We buy all ugly and distressed properties for cash within 5 days.
And Jacob, here's the best part. We'll make sure you hit the real estate jackpot, getting you the most money for your home.
Trust the real estate guys. Nevada's number one real estate brand with 28 years of experience and over 7,000 families helped.
So call us today, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
All right, after one, no score here. Las Vegas in the top of the second with a 5-6-7 batsman against Phillips Valdez. Kevin Smith, Daryl Hernandez, Logan Davidson. Here now is a look from the right-hander Valdez and the pitch. And that one's right down the middle for a strike. 0-1, 93-mile-an-hour fastball to Kevin Smith. Smitty at 3-0-1 and 83 at-bats overall this year for Las Vegas. Nine home runs and just 83 at-bats. He hit one on Sunday, too. 25 RBIs. Pitch way outside of the backstop. One ball and one strike on Kevin Smith. Smith from the Albany area. Toronto property traded over. Source of so many people in the Oakland system now. Came over in those big trades with Toronto and Atlanta. There's the 1-1. And the breaking ball spins in there for a strike at 80 miles an hour. Curveball. 1-2 to count on Kevin Smith. Daryl Hernandez waiting and watching from the on-deck area. Shadows have covered part of the infield. Most of the outfield still sunshine. There's a line drive base hit in the right. Over to get it is Tucker to his right. Grabs it on one hop and fires it in. Kevin Smith has the ability to hit the ball with authority to all fields. And that time he took an outside pitch and went right with it. Textbook hitting for the first hit of the game for either team. The batter, Daryl Hernandez now. Hernandez hitting just about as well at Triple A so far as he did at Double A. Hit over 330 Double A, 327 for the Aviators in 52 at bats so far. In a couple of weeks he's been here. There's a strike on one. One homer, 10 batted in. Hernandez has hit safely in four straight. Got off to a slow start in the Sugarland Series, 0 for his first five at bats. But then in his last 13 at bats, he collected six hits. There's a strike over the outside corner. Fastball at 90. It's 0-2. On Daryl Hernandez. Smith, a pretty good leadoff first, and so time is requested by Daryl Hernandez. And as many of you know, and in case you don't, a lot of new sets of rules this year and in the last couple of years. And one of them is the batter gets one timeout per at bat to step out and regroup. Off speed pitch drifts in low at 83 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes on Daryl Hernandez. Wearing number 20, Logan Davidson waits his turn on deck. Glad you could join us tonight. Here is the 1-2 stretch by Phillips Valdez, and that breaking ball bounces and kicks behind McIver, who cradles it and grabs it quickly, so Smith holds it first, and it's 2-2. Good play by McIver. Otherwise, Smith would have been at second base and would have taken off the double play. 2-2. Renee's dad played professional ball. He was our pregame guest a few days ago during the recent homestand. Aviators split 6 games with Sugarland. Here's the 2-2 look, and Valdez throws to first, and back in with a dive is Kevin Smith. The only trip to Albuquerque this year. Again, the Aviators won 4 out of 6 over Albuquerque back in May. Been huge turnover in both rosters since then. Here's the 2-2 now on the way, and Smith is going to hold as Hernandez fouls a fastball off to the right on the ground to the first base dugout. 2-2 still. Valdez has a new ball looking up at the scoreboard. From the town of San Pedro de Macorís. He's 6'3", only 165 pounds. Cleveland signed him back in 09. Big chopper back to the mound, and Valdez has to wait for it. Now he underhands to first. Too late. Oh, man. Great hustle by Darryl Hernandez. You talk about earning an infield hit. He earned it with a capital E. A high chopper, and Valdez had to wait for it. And, of course, the thing about Hernandez, the isotopes have not seen him before, so they don't know how quick he is. Well, now they know. He underhanded it to Morales, and the throw just didn't have enough on it. And Hernandez, to his credit, ran like he was being chased by murder hornets, and he earns himself an infield single. 2 on, nobody out, and the batter's Logan Davidson, and the pitch is inside, ball one. Davidson at 263 in 99 at-bats since being called up from AA when Dermis Garcia was released. 2 homers, 22 RBIs. The pitch is outside. It's 2-0. So Smith, a line drive single. Hernandez, a hustle single and a big chopper that went all of about 60 feet, but he earned a base hit. The pitch outside to Logan Davidson. It is 3-0. With that hit, Hernandez has now hit safely in 5 in a row. Davidson got off to a good start. He was hitting over 300 in his first 20 games. But in his last 8 games, average sunk to 263. He looks at a strike, 3-1. 0-for-7 with 4 strikeouts in the Sugarland series. And just 2 hits in his last 20 at-bats overall. So Logan Davidson trying to break loose. 2 on, nobody out. The pitch. High foul, slice to the left out of play, 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's a 2-ball, 1-strike count. A 3-ball, 2-strike count correction on Logan Davidson. Third baseman Brett Harris, batting 8 tonight, standing right near the first base on deck circle outside the Aviators dugout, which is the first base dugout. 3-2 pitch. Davidson lines it down the left field line. Fair ball. Into the corner it goes. Heron has to chase it. Smith scores. Hernandez being held at third on an RBI double by Logan Davidson. Going the opposite way, he breaks out of a 2-for-20 slump. And Las Vegas grabs a quick 1-0 lead in the top of the second inning. That ball was hit very hard and down into the corner. For Logan Davidson, that is his 7th double of the year. His 23rd RBI in only 29 games. So now Hernandez, who of course runs well, is at third. Davidson's at second with nobody out. And here's Brett Harris, his first ever at bat in Albuquerque. The fastball's high, ball one, 1-0. Harris at 250 in 44 bats. No homers and 1 run batted him, but an RBI chance now. The infield is back, and he looks at a knee-high strike. And the count is even at 1-1. Harris did not start in the game on Sunday. He came off the bench and went 1-for-1, plus a walk. He tried to check his swing on an inside pitch. He went way around on a fastball, so that'll cost him a strike. 1-2 on Harris. In that Sugarland series, he was 2 out of 11 with a stolen base. Second and third, nobody out. The 1-2. Big chopper into left field, base hit. Pernay scores. Davidson held at third as Heron fires it in toward the plate. And Brett Harris on a 1-2 pitch. A sharp ground ball single in the left field. Knocking in Hernandez. Las Vegas now leads it 2-0. They have runners at the corners with nobody out. Then the batter's Lawrence Butler. For Harris, his second ever AAA RBI. Harris has already established himself as a major upgrade defensively at third base for the Las Vegas Aviators. And whatever he can do with the bat, that's gravy, or as they say, icing on the cake. Big breaking ball in there for a strike to Lawrence Butler, 0-1. Butler hitting 259. Lawrence, three homers, 15 batted in. Another quick man in this order with six steals since he got called up from Midland. He checks his swing, takes a changeup for a strike on the outside corner. And it is 0-2. Butler started off very well. He was hitting .326 in his first 11 games. But the last four games, he's only 1-15. So he's trying to snap out of that. Breaking ball hit back up the middle. Throw into center field. Base hit. Davidson scores. Harris to second. And Butler did break out of it. It's 3-0 Las Vegas. They've opened the second inning with five straight hits, leading to three runs. Ground ball right back up the middle. Cashing in Logan Davidson. And now with Harris at second and Butler at first. And for Butler, that's his 14th RBI. This is only his 16th game. Time call. Chris Mahalik, the Albuquerque's pitching coach, out there to visit with Valdez. The batter, Esteri Ruiz. We're talking with some of the Aviators prior to this trip. Again, with so many new faces on the roster, you have a number of guys who have never been here before. And so the usual talk in the clubhouse and around it, which is, man, that place, that's a great place to hit. And so the position players all salivating, I can't wait to get there. And the pitchers moaning and groaning. Oh, we got to go to Albuquerque now. And when one fan made a comment to one of the players, to one of the pitchers, which I happened to be standing there, when the fan said, boy, that Albuquerque, yeah, I've seen games there. That ball travels as well as it does in Las Vegas. And immediately the Aviator pitcher said, it's worse. It's worse in Albuquerque than Las Vegas. All right. Here's Esteri Ruiz, who grounded out to third to open up the ball game. So we're in the top of the second. Las Vegas leads 3-0. Brett Harris at second. Lawrence Butler at first. And Ruiz trying to keep it going against Phillips Valdez. And there's a line drive down the right field line, just foul. I'll tell you one thing. He threw a fastball with some cut on it. And Ruiz had a good swing on it, just pulled the trigger a hair late. Ball was fouled by 2, maybe 3 feet at the absolute most. One loud strike on Esteri Ruiz. And his rehab appearances with Las Vegas, 4 out of 8. For a young guy, he's bounced around, been dealt a couple of times already. The Aviators saw him when he was San Diego property last year in El Paso, and he wore them out in that series. Line drive, left field side, hooking foul and out of play. I'll tell you what, Valdez got away with a bad pitch. That was an 84-mile-an-hour slider up and out over the plate. Ball went to the upper deck. Crowd oohing and eyeing, but apparently everybody's okay over there. 0-2. Harris at second, Butler at first. Two strikes on Ruiz. Valdez delivers. And a fastball's foul back. And Esteri swung so hard his helmet came off. Fastball at 92. 0-2 to count. So Valdez, 40 pitches so far, 25 strikes. Pitching in the second inning with 2-1 and nobody out. And Las Vegas gaining an early 3-0 advantage and looking for more. The strike two pitch. Slider, he checked his swing, took it outside. One ball and two strikes on Esteri Ruiz. Now, out of a stretch again. Valdez looks back at Harris off second. And there's a curveball swung on and missed strike three. That's the curveball that he learned indirectly from Pedro Martinez, veering away from Ruiz at 79 miles an hour. A good two-strike pitch. Valdez gets a strikeout for the first out of the second inning. Ruiz 0 for 2, and here's Dykeman, who walked in the first inning and then stole second. Harris at second, Butler at first, one out in the top of the second, and the pitch. Chopper fouled up the first base side. Strike one. First pitch changeup. 0-1 on Greg Dykeman out of Metairie, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. Come full circle. Oakland's one of their better prospects a couple of years ago. Had a good year for Las Vegas. Then the Cubs got him, and he had brief time in the big leagues with the Cubs. Yeah, it's a line drive in the right field, a base hit. Tucker in to scoop it up. Around third is Harris. He's being sent in. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Throw goes back to Kaiser, and now they've got Dykeman trapped between second and first. Throw coming home, and safe at the plate. Racing in is Butler. Throw down to second base is not in time. The running Aviators grab a 5-0 lead. Oh, baby. Dykeman stroked a single to right. Tucker got it, threw toward the plate. Harris, however, it was clear he was going to beat the throw. And so the throw went to second because they had Dykeman trapped between first and second. But as they were trying to get Dykeman in a pickle, Lawrence Butler, who can run like very few people can run, raced for the plate. The Isotopes threw home, and Butler with a great slide. Schumann tries to bunt and fouls it away, strike one. Butler with an excellent slide. He went in head first, and his left hand touched home plate right before MacGyver tagged him. And then Dykeman bolted for second, and the throw to second was late. So Dykeman gets an RBI single, goes to second on the throw in. Las Vegas leads 5-0 with six hits here in the second inning. Schumann is jammed, and he fouls it back, 0-2. Max trying to get going. Having a good overall year, 288 and over 230 at-bats, 7 homers, 33 batted in. Fouled out to the first baseman, Morales, in the first inning. Now Schumann, with two strikes on him, wants a little time, and it's granted to him. Max, this is the first slump he's had this year. He's hitless in the Sugarland Series, 0 for 12. Up there with an 0-2 count. Dykeman at second, one out, top of the second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Came down and in with an off-speed pitch. So Valdez gets his second strike out of the game and of the inning. And the batter's the ninth Aviator to bat in the inning, Yoel Pozo. Pozo swung at the first pitch he saw. Hit a chopper to the shortstop, Connor Kaiser. Threw him out from just about the second base bag. The pitch. Fastball, little inside, ball went at 92 miles an hour. Pozo entering the game, .333 batting average. The last time his batting average was that high was his very first game. Way back on April 22nd when he went 1-for-3 against Sugarland. When he first joined the team. Pitch is foul back, 1-2. Again, you may recall that last time the Aviators were on the road, he went nuts in Salt Lake City. He had one game where he was 5-for-6. He had 2 3-hit games. And the last game, he went into a slump. He only went 2-for-5. And for his heroics, he was the PCL Player of the Week, hitting .500 for the week. There's a strike. 1-2 on Pozo. Started off quietly in the Sugarland Series, 0-for-4. But then he was 2-for-3, 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter. In the last two games, he was 3-for-5 and 3-for-5 with a home run in each of those games and 6 RBIs. The 1-2, he reaches and taps one on the ground back toward the mound. Valdez picks it up and juggles, and it has no play. Dykeman safe at third, Pozo safe at first. Ball was on the grass between the mound and third base. Valdez didn't have far to go to get it, but as he got to it, he juggled it and then had no play. So Dykeman is at third, Pozo's at first. We'll wait for a ruling on that. They're going to give Pozo an infield hit. You seldom hear the words Pozo and infield hit in the same sentence, but that's the case right here. And Kevin Smith, who began this inning with a single, is going to come up, but Pedro Lopez is going to pull his starter. This is the earliest exit for an opposing starter the Aviators had faced in quite some time. We have a break in the action. A left-hander is coming in from the bullpen for Albuquerque, and that's number 15, P.J. Poulin. We'll step aside for a pitching change-related timeout. 5-0 Vegas in the top of the second. More action after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Left-hander P.J. Poulin inherits runners at the corners with two outs. We'll go after Kevin Smith, and the first pitch is a little high ball one. P.J. Arthur Poulin, P-O-U-L-I-N. He just turned 27 a week ago from Marion, Massachusetts, 6'1", 185. A left-hander was the Rockies' 11th round pick in 2018 out of the University of Connecticut, and is a breaking ball in for a strike. Threw that hook in there at 82 miles an hour. 1-1. Poulin with Albuquerque this year. He's been in 20 games. Two wins and three losses, a 7.34 ERA. He inherits Dykeman at third, Pozo at first, and the pitch is a breaking ball down low. Ball two, 2-1. Poulin, correction, 5.34 ERA. 32 innings, 37 hits, walked 18, struck out 25. He's given up five homers in 32 innings. That's plenty. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Kevin Smith. Breaking ball. High fly ball to shallow left. Heron cruising in, looking up into the partly cloudy sky, makes the catch. And Poulin comes in and gets the last out. But the Aviators send 10 men to the plate in the second inning, and half of them score. Five runs on seven base hits. Five of them consecutive. And they leave two men on base. No errors. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's Las Vegas 5 and Albuquerque nothing.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
From Sunset Park to Boulder City and everywhere in between, life is better when you're driving a Chevy from Henderson Chevrolet. Whether you're taking the kids to the big game or just out running errands, the team at Henderson Chevy has you covered. Our highly trained and knowledgeable experts will help you find the right car or truck for your budget and your lifestyle. We'll focus on the best price, service, and selection while you focus on living that Henderson life. Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. Find new roads. Visit hendersonchevy.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Welcome back. We go to the bottom of the second inning, 5-0 Las Vegas. And we're trying to get the pitch counts for you, but They changed things on the MILB site, and so they're not allowing us to see the pitch counts. Your guess is as good as mine. Trey Shupak only threw a few pitches. He threw seven pitches in the first inning, and the pitch is a strike on one of the right-handed hitting second baseman Aaron Shunk. So Shupak snaked to a quick 5-0 lead. Shunk, 2-3-13 hitter, 13 homers, 56 batted in, and he takes a fastball for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Aaron Shunk. Shunk, one of the better offensive performers for Albuquerque so far this year, followed by Daniel Montaño and then catcher Willie McIver. Shunk is from Atlanta to AA Hartford last year in the Rocky system. There's a breaking ball on the outside corner, strike three looking. So Shupak has thrown 10 pitches in this game, and for his trouble, he's got four outs and one strikeout. And with one out, here's the left-handed hitting DH, Daniel Montaño. Montaño hitting just .212. He has four homers, and he's knocked in 22 runs. Shupak delivers. And that fastball outside at 88 miles an hour, ball one. It is 1-0. Daniel Montaño, 6 feet tall, 204. 24 years old. He's from Venezuela. High pop fly. Shallow center. Hernández backing up. Now he's called off by Ruiz coming in. And the two men were on a collision course. And finally, Hernández stopped. And Ruiz cruising in, reached and made the catch. That was scary for a moment because those guys were headed directly for each other. And Hernández didn't get out of the way, but he did stop. And then Ruiz came in and made a basket catch right behind him. Two outs. Bottom of the second, 5-0 Las Vegas. Here's the catcher, Willie McIver. Pitches ball one to McIver. McIver's only been in 14 games for Albuquerque. He was at AA earlier, so the Aviators have not seen him before. Teams haven't met since May. 261, two homers, eight batted in. Chopper foul outside third. One ball and one strike. Supak's fastball came in at 90 miles an hour. Willie McIver, one of four catchers listed in the Albuquerque roster. One of them's on the injured list, Brian Servin. And one of them's DHing, Jonathan Morales. There's a strike. Try to hold up on that pitch. Two strikes on it. Morales not DHing, beg your pardon. He's playing first base. Daniel Cope is the other catcher. McIver is from Pleasant Hill, California. 26 years old. 1-2 pitch. Curveball down and away. Did he check his swing? The appeal, he's checked his swing, says first base ump Mark Stewart on the appeal. 2-2 on Willie McIver. Shupak unleashes the next one, and that hits him. So Albuquerque gets his first base runner. The 90-mile-an-hour fastball that hit McIver near the left shoulder, it looked like. To the naked eye, at least. That was only Shupak's 17th pitch. He's one strike away from getting out of the inning. But McIver hit by the pitch. Now, it hit him lower than that, above the elbow. That's where it got him. Here's a replay. Yoel Pozo immediately asking, are you all right? McIver nodded and said,
Service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7 at 7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Okay, we go now to the top of inning number 3. Through 2 frames, Las Vegas with an early lead of 5-0. They've already knocked Phillips Valdez, the starter, out of there. He allowed all 5 runs in the second inning, 5 straight hits, and then 2 more hits after that. Here's the lefty P.J. Poulin throwing an off-speed pitch, swung on a missed strike 1 to Darryl Hernaez. Hernaez is 1-for-1. With an infield hit and a run scored, he had the second straight hit of the 5 consecutive hit attack in the second inning. The 0-1 changeup is low. Ball 1. It is 1-1. Hernaez did something. You'd like to see it filmed, videoed, taped, whatever term you want to use, and shown to little leaguers. This is how you hustle. The 0-1, that's a fastball inside, 1-1. He had a high chopper back to the pitcher, Valdez. Valdez had to wait for it to come down, gloved it, then underhanded it to Jonathan Morales too late because Hernaez was flying up the line and just did beat the throw. Here's the 1-1, and it's a pitch foul back, 1-2. And if Hernaez is out, the complexion of that second inning would be markedly different. So one of those things that doesn't show up in the box score. 2-2 on Darryl Hernaez. Logan Davidson on deck, and then Brett Harris. The starter, Phillips Valdez, his numbers, an inning and 2/3. He's charged with 5 runs earned on 7 hits, a walk and 2 strikeouts. And if he's the loser, it'll be his 3rd straight loss. Here's the 2-2 on the way. That's down and in, 3-2. Of course, there's a long way to go in this one. Valdez threw 51 pitches, 35 strikes. P.J. Poulin came in, got Kevin Smith to fly out to finish the second, but the Aviators sent 10 men to the plate. 5 of them scored on 7 hits. The 3-2 to Hernaez. Poulin delivers. Fastball a little bit low. That's ball 4. Hernaez draws a walk, opening up the Las Vegas third. Nice at-bat for Darryl Hernaez. And Logan Davidson, a switch hitter, who had an opposite field double into the left field corner as the centerpiece of that 5-run second inning rally for Las Vegas, and later scored on a base hit by Lawrence Butler. Davidson coming up. Now Davidson is batting right-handed against the left-hander P.J. Poulin. Poulin looks at first. Hernaez takes his lead, the pitch. High foul on a changeup, drifting back and out of play over to my right into the lower level of seating. 1 strike on Logan Davidson. Clemson product. Facing P.J. Poulin from the University of Connecticut. Davidson requesting time. Poulin split last year between Albuquerque and Double A Hartford. Albuquerque had an ERA over 8 despite a 3-0 record. At Hartford, 5-1 with 6 saves and a 2-2-1 ERA. Good numbers there. Here's the strike 1 to Logan Davidson. Poulin, the lefty, looks at first, comes home, and fastball's up and away at 88 miles, and are straightening up the catcher, Willie McGiver. 2-1. Poulin, fastball, slider, changeup. Hernaez off first, and it's a 1-1 count on Logan Davidson. He's had exactly 100 bats for Las Vegas, hitting 270. The pitch. Tucker out into shallow center, racing out of Shunk on the dead run. Can't get there. The ball plops in there for a Texas League bloop hit. Now over to second base goes Hernandez. But Logan Davidson entered the game with a 2-for-20 slump. He hit the ball hard his first time up, but he'll take him any way he can get him. A little parachute job that plops in for a base hit. So that's the first hit allowed by Poulin. The Aviators have 8 hits, and they scored 5 runs in the previous inning, the second inning. Now we're in the third. They have the makings of another possible rally. 2 on, nobody out. Here's Harris, ground ball, RBI single left, and later scored in the inning in the second. Now he's up in the third. Pitches a called strike near the inside corner, 0-1. Brent Harris, Chicago guy, Cubs fan growing up. Arlington Heights, to be exact, for the bright orange sanitary socks. Here's the strike one look. And the pitch on the way. Fastball swung on a miss. The pitch was high and outside, but it looked like Harris was trying to take the ball the opposite way. And the count is nothing and two. Hernandez leads away from second. Davidson off first. Poulin set the strike two pitch to Brett Harris. That's a fastball foul back. 89 miles an hour. Triple-A championship game, friends, returns to Las Vegas Ballpark Saturday, September 30th. Don't miss the action as the champions of the Pacific Coast League and the International League battle it out in a winner-take-all one-game matchup. For tickets and more information, go to aviatorslv.com, aviatorslv.com. Another 0-2 to Harris. Poulin set and throws. Change-up up and away, 83 miles an hour, straightening up the catcher, MacGyver again. One ball and two strikes in the count. On deck, Lawrence Butler. More sunshine of the diamond now, breaking through the cloud layer we had earlier. Here's the 1-2 on the way to Harris. He hits a fly ball to center. Moving to his right is Bernard to pick it off. Then there's one out, and he fires it into the shortstop, Kaiser. The runners hold. Hernandez at second, and Davidson at first. Harris is now 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. And with 2-1 and 1 out, here's Lawrence Butler. Butler, a ground ball single up the middle to knock in Logan Davidson in the second inning, and he later scored on the Dykeman single. That was a very exciting play. Dykeman, a line drive single right to knock in Harris from third, and Butler scored when Dykeman got into a rundown between first and second. Lawrence up again. He squares and takes outside ball one. He was shortening up on the bat a little bit. Of course, with nobody out, you might be sacrificing. With one out, you're not sacrificing.
The National Weather Service in Las Vegas has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Clark County in southern Nevada until 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 6:16 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Red Rock Canyon Campground or near Summerlin and is moving east at 5 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expects damage to roofs and trees. Locations impacted include Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Lone Mountain, Summerlin, The Strip, Spring Valley, Blue Diamond, Centennial Hills, Red Rock Canyon, Paradise, Enterprise, Rocky Gap Campground, Red Rock Canyon Campground, North Las Vegas Airport, Spring Mountain Ranch, McCarran International Airport, Stratosphere Tower and Lakes. This includes the following roads. State Route 159 in Red Rock Canyon between mile markers 1 and 14. State Route 160 in Clark County between mile markers 9 and 15. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
The bloop hit to Davidson. And now, with a full count and one out, Poulin stretches, a look at the runners, and the pitch. Fastball, fly ball down the left field line, Heron on the dead run, and Heron goes into a slide, and he cannot make that catch. It's a foul ball. Great effort by Heron. 3-2. So Jimmy Herron, Albuquerque left fielder, certainly gets an A for effort. But Butler's still up there with a 3-2 count. 5-0 Las Vegas from the top of the third. Nobody throwing yet in the Aviator bullpen. Looks like they're going to let Shupak at least start the third inning. 3-2. The runners lead. The runners go. There's a ground ball to second. Chunk has it. Goes to second base. Not in time. Throw the first in time to get Butler. By sending the runners, Fran Reardon stayed clear of the double play. Otherwise, that's an easy double play. Chunk fed Kaiser, but it was nowhere close to getting Davidson, who was already standing on the bag. That is a 4-6-3 out at first base. So now, Hernandez is at third. Davidson at second with two outs. Here's Ruiz, 0-2. And he takes down and away. Nope, a late strike call by Tom Hanahan. Beg your pardon. Strike 1-1. Ruiz put his hand on top of his head like he wants to challenge it. But there's no challenges until game four of the series. First three games of a six-game series is no challenge. Now Ruiz asking for time to step out and think it over. Ruiz against the starter Valdez, grounded to third and struck out. Now he's facing the lefty Poulin for the first time. Hernandez at third. The runner at second, Logan Davidson. The 0-1 stretch. Poulin set. Left-hander ready, and here he comes. Changeup swung on and missed. And the hitter Ruiz had that helmet fly off. Putting it back on now. 0-2 to count. Now the look. Poulin with a two-strike advantage on Ruiz. Second and third, nobody out. The left-hander delivers. Fastball grounded back to Poulin, who grabs it, staggers, runs toward first, and underhands it to Morales to get the out. Good reflex action by Poulin, who nearly lost his balance, but he stayed with it. The Aviators threaten in the third, but they don't score. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave two. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas 5, Albuquerque nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the third inning now. A 5-0 lead for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators. And Trey Shupak through two innings, no runs, no hits. He's thrown 20 pitches, 12 strikes, and his first pitch is a fastball swung on, one hit and foul back by the right-handed hitting Albuquerque third baseman batting in the eighth slot. That's Hunter Stovall. One strike to count. Stovall hitting .273, six homers and 32 batted in. Right-handed batter, close stance, and the breaking ball outside, ball one, 1-1. High high fly ball to left center. Ruiz and Schumann giving ground on this long fly ball, and it's Ruiz to make the backhand a catch as he skitters onto the warning track between the 371 sign and the 428 sign. Stovall gives it a healthy right. He's got six home runs. But Ruiz is a splendid outfielder, and he was able to hustle over there and make that play. One out. Here's the right-handed hitting Albuquerque shortstop, Connor Kaiser. Came in at 258. Nine homers and 34 batted in, also nine steals. Chupac's pitch, ground ball to third, two hops for Harris. He has it, sidearm toss over to first, two quick outs here in the third inning. The batter, leadoff man Winton Bernard. So far, so good for Trey Chupac, who has thrown only 24 pitches to go through the entire lineup once. 24 pitches had yielded him nine outs. Well, eight outs and a hit batsman. But he's trying for his ninth out now with Winton Bernard at the plate. Here's the pitch. Big curveball. Missed a little high, close. Ball one. Chupac cocking his hat off to one side. Thought he had a strike. 1-0 on Bernard. 285, nine homers, 51 batted in. 22 steals. Here's the pitch. It's inside. 2-0. Bernard, been around. He'll be 33 in September. Here's the 2-0 from Chupac. Checked his swing on a breaking ball. The appeal, no swing. It's 3-0. First three-ball count for Chupac. Tomorrow, same start time as tonight, 5:35 Pacific, 5:20 pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. There's a pitch inside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Winton Bernard. And despite the fact that the Aviators lead 5-0, it's certainly early enough in the game that Bernard might be running. He was at Toronto's AAA team at Buffalo earlier this year. If you add up Buffalo plus Albuquerque, 22 steals and only been caught five times. If there's one thing the Aviators have not been good at, it's stopping the opponent's running game. Chupac stretches and the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner to Jimmy Herron, who popped out to first baseman Logan Davidson his first time up. 5-0 Las Vegas, home half of the third inning. Chupac set again. Bernard about three and a half steps off the bag. And that slow breaking ball drifts in there and over for a strike at 82 miles an hour. It's 0-2. Jimmy Herron, native of Pennsylvania, 290 average, 13 homers, 51 driven in. The 0-2 stretch by Chupac, big man's pitch. Fastball grounded at the third base side, foul. Diving effort by Harris, and he got it, but it was a foul ball. Chupac has a new ball now. Big man out of LaGrange, Texas. Pittsburgh drafted him back in 2014. Second round. LaGrange High School. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball. Ground ball toward the bag at second. That's glove there by Smith, who throws to first, and they just get Herron. A 4-3 putout ends the Albuquerque third. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left at the end of three. It is Las Vegas 5 and Albuquerque nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Just can it. My, grease it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it hits into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain. Information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Welcome back, my friends. We're in the fourth inning now. Game one of a six-game series. And as the evening wears on, it gets a little cooler and a little cooler. Pretty nice. About 80 degrees now. Only going to get cooler. No complaints from the Las Vegas dugout, I promise you. P.J. Poulin facing Greg Dykeman, opening up the Las Vegas fourth. Here's the pitch. And Dykeman swings at a first-pitch fastball, and it's fouled off to the left over the roof. Strike one. Dykeman has two at-bats in the game. Or at least two plate appearances against the starter, Valdez, who departed in the second inning. He walked and stole a base in the first and singled in a run in the second. Here's the 0-1 on the way. There's a liner on one hop to short, grabbed cleanly by Kizer, who throws out Dykeman. Nice play by Kizer. The ball was hit at him, but it bounced up around the midsection, and he cradled it and stayed with it. One out, and here's Schumann. P.J. Poulin got the last out of the second. A lot of hit and a walk in the third, but no run. So now, in the fourth inning with one out, he sets his sights on Max Schumann. Two men facing each other for the first time. Schumann against the starter Valdez, fouled out and struck out. Here's the pitch from P.J. Poulin. And it's in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Max Schumann with Yoel Pozo waiting on deck. We'll have the scoreboard for you. Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues. Later on, the Ted Weins trivia question, indeed. The 0-1, that's inside. 1-1 on Max Schumann. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, P.J. Poulin. MacIver sets up, offering him a low target. Here's the 1-1 on the way to Schumann. Max hits a long drive down the left field line, curving, and it is a foul ball. Home run distance, but foul. 1-2. On Max Schumann, who's got 7 home runs this year and 33 runs batted in, also 14 steals for Max. 1-2. One out, nobody on, top of the fourth. The Aviators, who just joined us, got all 5 runs in the second, 5 straight hits. And then after one out, another hit. And after another out, another hit. Here is the 1-2 to Schumann. Poulin unravels and delivers. Breaking ball, fly ball to deep center. Going back is Bernard, angling toward left center now, reaches up and makes a one-handed catch on the run. That ball really carried. It's 428 to left center, and Bernard on the run reached up and caught the ball near the track. That ball went probably 410 feet in that neighborhood. Not unlike the catch. That Ruiz made on the ball hit by Stovall, leading off the Albuquerque third. Same general neighborhood. Here is the pitch to Yoel Pozo now. High fly ball to deep left field. Heron going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it's gone. Yoel Pozo hits home run number 11, RBI 48. And Las Vegas grabs a 6-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning with their 9th hit of the game. Pozo's first at bat against Poulin. And he hit it out to make him 2-for-3 on the night. Remember, as I told you earlier, Pozo opened this game with his highest batting average since his very first game in Sugarland on April 22nd. 333. He was 1-for-3 in that game. Since then, he's been below 333. Obviously, that's a tough average to maintain, but now he is over that. And, man, you talk about a hot hitter. Last two and a half weeks, he has been something. Here's Kevin Smith, 1-for-2. Singled and scored to begin the 5-run rally in the second. And facing Poulin, he flat out to left. Here's the pitch. Outside ball one. Fastball, 1-0. 6-0 Las Vegas now in the fourth inning. believe Smith is scheduled to go all nine in this game, rehabbing. There's a strike, 1-1. Ruiz, I believe, is supposed to go seven again on his rehab assignment for the evening. The other rehabbing position player, no longer here, catcher Manny Pena. Here's the 1-1 to Kevin Smith. Kevin swings and fouls that one back. Fastball on the inside part, strike two, 1-2, 89 miles an hour. And the other rehabber on the roster, pitcher Danny Jimenez, according to Fran Reardon, not supposed to pitch tonight, possibly tomorrow. 1-2. If Smith extends the inning, Darryl Hernandez will be next. Poulin with a 1-2 to Kevin Smith. Now he's ready, kicks and delivers. Fastball, foul back out of play, 90 miles an hour. Mentioned that home runs have been an issue for Poulin. The Pozo home runs, the 6-1 he's given up in 34 innings. 1-2 on Kevin Smith. Of course, Smith can go deep at any time. 9 home runs this year and only 85 at-bats. 306 average. Albuquerque has more action in the bullpen. Right, it's Nick Kennedy throwing. Changeup is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Kennedy's a left-hander from Tampa. Two and two. Poulin set to work. Ready and the 2-2 to Kevin Smith. And a slow curve is outside at 76. What baseball people call a good take. Fairly close pitch with 2 strikes, but Smith, with a good eye, knew it was ball 3. 3-2 to count. Smitty waiting with that two-tone bat. And the 3-2 from Poulin coming to Kevin Smith. Fastball. A chopper wide of third. Glove by the third baseman, Stovall, who throws to first to get him. Good play by Albuquerque third baseman Hunter Stovall. Going way to his left to grab that big chopper. One run on the Pozo home run. One hit, no errors, no one left. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas 6, Albuquerque nothing.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Findlay Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Friends, find a better way to work and score. Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a carpool partner, bus schedule, and other solutions that can save you time and money. To win, sign up at ClubRideLV.com or by downloading the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes right away. Again, ClubRideLV.com. The pitch is a strike to Cole Tucker. So Trey Shupak going into the fourth inning. And so far, so good for the big man. Changeup missing. 1-1 on Tucker. Tucker popped out to second to finish the first inning. 6-0 Las Vegas in the bottom of the fourth. Shupak has retired 9 of 11 hitters. He's not given up a hit yet. Curveball in there for a strike. Beautiful pitch at 74 miles an hour. Good downward arc on it. 1-2. Tucker, 316. 5 homers, 31 batted in. The left-handed hitting right fielder is switch hitter, batting lefty against the righty Shupak. Fastball at 90, missed outside. 2-2. Shupak, 36 pitches, 21 strikes, and we're just in the fourth inning. Here's the 2-2 now. curveball. A hit on the ground. A backhand spear by Smith, who gets up and throws him out. Excellent play by Kevin Smith. And a good play by Logan Davidson, because Smith's sidearm throw was to Davidson's right, to the outfield side of the bag, and Logan had to stretch and grab it and stay on the bag. So Smith gets tuckered and a well-hit ball. 4-3 to put out. One out for the second baseman, Aaron Shunk. The shoe pack now, 37 pitches for 3 1/3. Pretty economical. Ground ball to second. Smith's on this one. He throws and gets his man. 38 pitches, and it's 3 2/3 for Shupak, and he keeps rolling along. Almost everything has been on the ground. In the first inning, everything was in the air, a fly ball and two pop-ups in the infield. In the second inning, a shallow pop-up to center, a strikeout and a force-out, a fly-out in the third, and two ground-outs, and two ground-outs here. So here's Montano, who popped out to shallow center in the second. Left-handed hitting DH, hitting 211. He takes one a little bit low, perhaps. Ball one, 1-0. Shupak wearing number 50, looking in. Now to the motion and the pitch. Popped up on the left side, a changeup. Third baseman Harris wants it. He's midway between second and third, makes the catch with both feet on the dirt, and that's it. Boy, Shupak has been Mr. Economical. Four no-hit innings, and he's thrown, again, barely 40 pitches. We now go to the fifth inning in Albuquerque in game one of the series. Las Vegas 6, Albuquerque nothing.
Depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, move along now to the fifth inning, 6-0 Las Vegas. Lefty reliever P.J. Poulin is out of the game. He went 2 1/3, allowed a run earned on two hits, one walk, no strikeouts. The run was a home run by Yoel Pozo. And the new pitcher for Albuquerque opening up the fifth, their third pitcher, lefty Nick Kennedy, throws a fastball for a strike on one to Darryl Hernaez. Hernaez has singled and scored and walked, 1-for-1. Logan Davidson on deck, then Brett Harris. Nick Kennedy, wearing number 30, getting set. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, he checked his swing, took it high. They appeal. No swing at first, says Mark Stewart, spreading his arms out. Palms flat. 1-1. Nick Kennedy, 6'1", 200-pounder, 27 years old. He's born in Tampa. Pitched for Albuquerque and the AA Hartford team from the Eastern League last year. Pitch fastball foul back, 1-2 at 92 miles an hour. Kennedy was the Rockies' fifth-round pick in the 2017 draft. So, the Aviators scoring 5 in the second to knock out the starter, Phillips Valdez. And another in the fourth on the Pozo home run off Poulin. Now try their luck against Nick Kennedy and vice versa. Curveball down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Darryl Hernaez. Kennedy went to the University of Texas, former Longhorn. His dad, Dave, was a strength coach in football for more than 25 years. He had stints at some big programs, too. Nebraska, Ohio, here's the 2-2. Hernaez takes it inside, 3-2. Kennedy got into 42 games in Albuquerque last year. ERA was over 8.5. He had about a strikeout for every walk. And so here's the 3-2 now. And Hernández hits a big chopper to short. Kizer has to wait for gloves and throws, and he gets Hernández by a step. Hernández hustling as he did in the second inning in his first at-bat, but Kizer had enough on the throw to get him. Hernández really running hard. Helmet falling off as he crossed the bag, but he's out for the first time in this game. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. One out for Logan Davidson. Davidson has broken out of a 2-for-20 slump in this game. 2-for-2 with a single and a...
The National Weather Service in Las Vegas has issued a flash flood warning for Central Clark County in southern Nevada until 9:45 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 6:35 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the far northwest Las Vegas Valley near Summerlin and Centennial Hills. Between 0.5 and 1.5 inches of rain have fallen. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard, life-threatening flash flooding. Thunderstorms producing flash flooding. Source, radar. Impact, life-threatening flash flooding of low water crossings, creeks, normally dry washes and roads. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Lone Mountain, Summerlin, Centennial Hills, Spring Valley, North Las Vegas Airport and the lakes. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most of flood deaths occur in vehicles.
Ball RBI single to left in the second in that five-run rally and later scored and then flied out to center against the reliever Poulin in the third. So Brett 1-for-2, average at 261. No homers, two batted in, including one in this game. Davidson at first, held on by Jonathan Morales. Kennedy's pitch, fastball lifted foul to the right. That goes back out of play, strike one. No action yet in the Las Vegas bullpen. In Shupak, don't have the exact number, right around 40 pitches. Breaking ball is inside. It's 1-1. He did throw 65 pitches his last time out. A little less than a week ago in Las Vegas against Sugarland. But he only went 2 2/3 and allowed 5 runs earned on 9 hits. But had no decision. That was the game where the Aviators got 2 in the bottom of the ninth to win 12-11. Ground ball to third. That's grabbed by Stovall. He goes to second for one. On to first. That is an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. And the Aviators are finished in the fifth against reliever Nick Kennedy. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. We've got half a game in. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Las Vegas 6, Albuquerque nothing.
Just can't it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me sick. My Lord, thank you for giving me a big brown. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
See why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
games, my friends. Bottom of frame number five. Las Vegas is 6-0 lead. They've out-hit Albuquerque 9-0. But Trey Shupak, who needed a shot of confidence after getting pushed around by Sugarland to the tune of 9 hits and 5 runs in less than 3 innings last time, is going to be pulled now. And Billy Sullivan throws a curveball for a strike to Willie McIver. Sullivan taking over for Shupak. Shupak, it was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He looked so much better in this game than he looked on the 26th last week at Las Vegas ballpark against Sugarland. Pitch foul back 0-2. In this game, Shupak, again, looked like a different guy, was wearing Shupak's uniform. 4 runs, no run. Yeah. Try that again, Mr. Announcer. 4 innings, no runs, no hits. 1 walk, 1 strikeout. He hit a batter. 40 pitches in 4 innings. That's the picture of economy. 24 strikes. Curveball down and away, 1-2 in McIver. So you can't ask for more than that. And they're going to let Shupak sit the rest of this one out. Likely, he'll be the starter in the finale of the series. The pitch. Fastball sliced down the right field line. Racing over is Butler, but he can't get it. It's inside the chalk. Now Lawrence has to chase it. And the ball did hit. Apparently, it went out of play. I can't see it from here because of the way the stands are tapered, which obscures my view of the corner. But apparently, the ball did go up and out of play onto those steps. And it's an automatic, or what is sometimes referred to as a ground rule double. On a 1-2 pitch, fastball right down the middle, which I'm sure Sullivan didn't want to get that pitch there with 2 strikes. McIver has a double. And here's Morales, the pitch. Curve outside, ball 1-0. Morales won at bat against Shupak. He hit into an inning-ending force play in the second. So Billy Sullivan in 25 games, 3-2 at a 5.93 ERA. Pitches outside, 2-0. Again, Sullivan, much like his teammate Chad Smith, when he has his control, he has the stuff to be very effective. There have been times when he's had this control. There have been times when he hasn't. Here is the pitch to Jonathan Morales. He takes it low. Ball 3-0. Sullivan has mid-90s heat and upper 70s curveball, his main 2 pitches. Morales, 270, 9 homers, 43 batted, and a catcher, but he'll occasionally play first. He's playing first in this one. Here's the 3-0 from Sullivan, and he missed again. Ball 4. So Sullivan, everybody knows that Sullivan is hit or miss. And so he got ahead of McIver with a 1-2 count, but then he threw the ball directly down the heart of the plate. And that cost him a double. And then he walked Morales on 4 pitches. So Sullivan will try to right the ship. But one of the issues for Sullivan, and he's got an absolutely wonderful arm, and again, like the little girl with a curl, when he's good, he's great. Sometimes when he gets himself into a bit of trouble, the inning can snowball and spiral out of control. The pitch is a strike on 1. Of course, that's part of why players are in AAA, AA, single A, try to improve and work through things. Stovall hit a long fly ball to center of the warning track against Shupak. Now facing Sullivan for the first time. 272 average. Half a dozen home runs. 32 batted in. Fastball at 95. Missed inside. 1-1. Just a thumbnail of Billy Sullivan. We tell you about how he blows hot and cold. Here's a 1-1. Infield looking for a double play ball. Pitch way outside. 2-1. Last time out, July 26th at home against Sugarland, was one of his not-so-great outings. Inning in 2/3. He allowed 3 runs earned on 4 hits and 2 walks. There's a drive down the right field side, foul and out of play. 2-2 on Hunter Stovall. The outing before that, the second game of a doubleheader in Salt Lake City on July 20th, he got the win with 2 hitless innings. He walked 1 man, struck out 1, 25 pitches, 13 strikes. And the game before that, at home against Reno, July 14th, he was spotless again. 2 scoreless innings. Allowed a hit, a harmless walk, and struck out 4 in 2 innings. So, question is, which Sullivan will we see? The 2-2 to Stovall. Way inside. Almost hit him. It's 3-2. Sullivan, Phillies property until right before the season began. Traded straight across for outfielder Christian Pache. Billy, 6'2", 195, 24 years old, Newcastle, Delaware, his hometown. The 3-2 pitch. Curve missed. Sullivan can't believe it's a ball, but it is. He tried to trick Stovall with a 3-2 curveball. And of course, you know, this is what I'm referring to. And nobody understands this better than Las Vegas Aviators pitching coach Brian Corey. I mean, the Aviators have a 6-0 lead. I mean, they would rather do anything up to and including go to the dentist for a root canal than have somebody come in and start walking people with a 6-0 lead. And Brian Corey is out there speaking with his hands on his hips in earnest with Sullivan. And Yoel Pozo is in on the chat also. Corey patting Sullivan on the back, saying, all right, let's go. So a double and two walks, and Albuquerque has the bases loaded with nobody out. Again, there was not a sniff of a threat against Shupak, but because Shupak is not well stretched out, they pulled him after four. And now we'll see how Sullivan does against Connor Kaiser, who grounded out to third his first time up. So Sullivan, major league stuff. Nobody doubts that. Trying to work out of this. Ground ball, base hit, left field. McIver scores. Morales stopped at third. And here come the Isotopes. It's 6-1. Bases loaded and nobody out. Walks, of course, are never a good thing if you're a pitcher or if you're a team on defense. But it seems like in the Pacific Coast League, when you walk people, you are asking to have them score. It just happens time after time after time. Bernard takes a curveball outside, ball one. The Aviators are buzzing around in the bullpen. They'd love to have Sullivan pitch two innings, but he's having trouble. Fastball low, 2-0. Bernard against Shupak, flat out and walked. Very, very dangerous hitter. Got power, and he's tough to double up because he can really run. Bases loaded, nobody out, the 2-0. He was jammed, and he fouls it at the plate, 2-1. Jorge Ruiz is up in the bullpen because they like to believe that Sullivan can work out of this, but they don't know. So Jorge, well-rested, is throwing in the bullpen. And by the way, Sullivan got a break. That 2-0 pitch would have been ball three. Bernard swung at it, was jammed, and fouled it at the plate. 2-1 fastball. That's low again. No, a late strike call. I'll tell you what. Tom Hanahan, the plate ump, the ball was caught by Pozo. Pozo was in the act of throwing the ball back to Sullivan when he made the strike call. 2-2. Sullivan stretches. Bases loaded, nobody out. There's a one hopper to second. Smith goes to second. That's one on to first. Double play. And boy, oh boy, did Sullivan ever need that. Great play by Hernandez, because Smith's throw was to the left of Hernandez. He had to reach out on the forehand side and grab it. He did a 360 and threw a strike to Davidson. 4-6-3 double play. No RBI for Bernard because it was a double play. But Morales does score. The Aviators lead 6-2. Stovall ends up at third. Two outs, and here's Heron. Now, Sullivan can really help himself if he can get Heron and strand Stovall at third. Heron is 0-2. Fastball is a strike, 0-1. Heron has popped to second and grounded out, popped to first, I should say, and grounded out to second. 0-2. 289 average, 13 home runs, 51 batted in. Having a very good year. 16 steals. The pitch. Curveball, waved at and missed. That's the best pitch he's thrown. A 77-mile-an-hour curveball. It was headed directly down the middle and broke with a radical break down and away, and Heron badly fooled. 0-2 is the count. Stovall off third. Sullivan with a stretch, the 0-2. Curveball grounded wide at third in a left field, a base hit. And Stovall scores. And the Aviators have coughed up three runs, and this game, trust me, is far from over. 6-3 Las Vegas. It is not a surprise that both of the men who walked have now scored. Not a surprise at all. Heron, now, don't forget, Heron's got 16 steals. Don't bet against him trying to run. The batter's Cole Tucker, who's popped to second and grounded to second against Shupak. Fastball down and in, ball one. So this is probably, not definitely, probably Sullivan's only inning. Three hits and two walks, and the Albuquerque Isotopes are back in the game. Throw to first base, and back in there is Heron. One and zero. Bottom of the fifth. Half of the Aviator lead is gone. Here's the 1-0 stretch, and the pitch to Cole Tucker. There goes the runner. Pitch is inside. Throw to second by Pozo is not close. In fact, it hit the runner. Aviators are one of the worst teams in AAA at stopping the opposing running game. They just haven't been able to get it done. And so, Heron, a very easy steal of second. For Heron, his 17th stolen base. 2-0 on Cole Tucker. Sullivan ready, and the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 94 miles an hour. Two balls and one strike on Cole Tucker, the switch-hitting Albuquerque right fielder. Three runs in, one man on, two men out. The 2-1 pitch to Tucker. Sullivan looks back at second, comes home, and the pitch is up and away. Took something off it at 84, but he missed badly. 3-1. Pitch. And he missed again, ball four. This is one of those crisis innings for Billy Sullivan. He's walked three men in the inning. And now Aaron Shunk comes up representing the tying run, and that's it. Fran Reardon has been, his patience has run out, and he's going to go to the bullpen now. Jorge Ruiz will come in to face Aaron Shunk with two on and two out in the fifth inning. With Las Vegas leading Albuquerque 6-3, I'll be back with more after this.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back, friends. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Las Vegas jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the second inning. A game, an inning in which they got at 1.5 straight hits. Then a Yoel Pozo home run two innings later gave him a 6-0 lead. But now Albuquerque has scored three runs here in the fifth. And Billy Sullivan faced seven hitters. He did get a double play ball out of Winton Bernard, but he walked three of the other hitters and gave up three hits. So now, Jorge Ruiz, this is a very important assignment for Jorge Ruiz. Aaron Shunk represents the tying run. He struck out against Shupak and grounded out against Shupak. And now he's facing Ruiz. Two on, nobody out, and the Cuban right-hander deals inside, ball one. Ruiz in 35 games, one win, one defeat, a 6.47 ERA. He had three outings in that Sugarland series, and if he added up, 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Three hits, three walks, one strikeout. There's a breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-1. This year, Ruiz has inherited 17 runners, 10 of which have scored. Heron at second, Tucker at first, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Here's a 1-1 to Shunk with 13 home runs. The pitch, a high fly ball to right. Butler waiting, looking up, backing up, makes the catch. And Ruiz gets a very important out to end the Albuquerque fifth. But the Isotopes, they score three runs that are charged to Billy Sullivan on three hits. No errors. They leave two at the end of five. The Las Vegas Aviators 6, the Albuquerque Isotopes 3.
Billy Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the
Woo! Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back. Okay, well, we've got a closer game at hand. It's gone from 6-0 to Las Vegas to 6-3. The left-handed reliever Nick Kennedy worked a scoreless fifth. Now he's going to work the sixth. Lawrence Butler leads off, tries to bunt, and left it in the middle of Willie McIver. Strike one, 0-1. Butler had an RBI single and a run scored in that five-run second against Phillips Valdez, the starter. Grounded out against reliever P.J. Poulin in the third, and he's facing his third pitcher for his third at-bat. Pitches outside, 1-1. Nick Kennedy facing Lawrence Butler, the number nine hitter. After Butler, it's Esturi Ruiz, who's on deck, and then Greg Dykeman after that. Sixth inning, 6-3 Las Vegas. Fastball is a little outside, ball two, 2-1. And there's a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It gets in there for a strike. 1-2. Nick Kennedy's next one is a ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Shunk dives and stops the ball and throws to the pitcher Kennedy covering. Too late. Great effort by Albuquerque second baseman Aaron Shunk. The first baseman Morales went for the ball to his right, not a well-hit ground ball, and Morales took himself out of the play by going for the ball. So it was up to Kennedy to cover, and Shunk made a great play, showing good range to his left on the outfield grass to dive and stop the ball, and from one knee, he fired to Kennedy too late. Kennedy made a good play to reach behind him and get that throw, but Butler gets the infield hit. First hit off Kennedy, the 10th hit for the Aviators. Butler's 2-for-3. He, of course, can run. He's 6-for-6 in steals. Here's Ruiz, 0-for-3, two groundouts and a strikeout in this game. Throw to first and Butler back in. Six runs, 10 hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Three runs, 3 hits, no errors for Albuquerque. Throw to first and Butler back in there again. Greg Dykeman waits on deck. Kennedy bends at the waist, rotates the ball behind his back. Outfield deep and straight away. Ruiz waiting in the pitch. Fastball a little bit outside. Ball one. Ruiz wearing 99, climbs back in again. Butler, two, maybe three steps off the bag. And the pitch is a cutter at 88, foul back. It was a pretty good pitch. Started off on the inside, half broke in on his hands. And it tied him up. 1-1 on Esteri Ruiz. Ruiz, of course, can run like few people can run. 24 years old, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. Brewer organization, San Diego organization, pitch up and away, 2-1. Just to update you, we talked before about how both Tyler Wade and Kirby Snead were called up after the Jace Peterson trade. And catcher Manny Pena, who had been rehabbing, was reinstated from the injured list and then promptly designated for assignment. Here's the 2-1 stretch and the pitch. Ruiz takes a strike on the outside at 88. 2-2. Ruiz looks down at Fran Reardon, the skipper coaching at third. Todd Takeyoshi, as usual, over in the first base box. Las Vegas 6, Albuquerque 3, top of the sixth inning. It's become a beautiful night in Albuquerque. 2-2 stretch. There goes Butler. Swing and a miss. Throw to second base is on a bounce, and Butler steals that one with a head-first dive. Ruiz strikes out. So Esteri Ruiz has had a few really good games at the plate, but in this one, he's 0-for-4 with two strikeouts and two groundouts. But Butler steals second. He's 7-for-7 in steals. Here's Dykeman. He's walked and stolen a base, singled in a run, and grounded out. Greg is 1-for-2, facing Kennedy for the first time. The Indy Aviators have stolen bases this year like they haven't had. Pitch is high, ball one. I mean, of course, there was no season in 2020 because of the pandemic. But 2019, 2021, 2022, they never had a team that can run the way this team can run. The 1-0, that's ball two. Fastball at 88, 2-0. And the pitch. It makes the count. Two balls and one strike on Greg Dykeman. Cutter at 87. 2-1. Kennedy stretches again. Butler off second. The Kaiser, the shortstop. Butler goes. There's a high pop-up on the left side. Butler has to go back to second. The shortstop, Kaiser, can't find it. And it's dropped by the third baseman, Stovall. It's twilight. It's a tough sky. Kaiser was in trouble right from the beginning. He was holding his hands out to his sides with his palms up like he was feeling for rain, as if to say, where is it? And Stovall, the third baseman, tried to help, got a glove on it, and could not hang on. But the Aviators catch a break on the Dykeman pop-up that's not caught. We'll see how they score that. Butler just went on a 180-yard dash. He was trying to steal third. He got to the bag, and Fran Reardon said, go back, because it looked like the ball would be caught. Stovall is charged with an error. Now, Butler has been called out. And there are two outs. The reason that Butler has been called out is because, as I said, he was running on the pitch, and Dykeman popped it up on the left side, and Stovall, as I said, dropped the ball. But here's the deal. Butler got to third base, stepped on the base, and then on his way back to second, he did not retouch. If you hit the base and go past it, you have to retouch, and he did not. There's a ball ripped fouled on the third base side by Max Schumann. Great effort by Stovall. He went diving into foul territory and grabbed it cleanly, but it's a foul ball. Again, you have to retouch on the way back. And Butler did not retouch. And the Isotopes noticed it, and they tossed it to Stovall, who stepped on the bag, and the plate umpire, Tom Hanahan, said, you're out. And no argument from the Aviators. Butler is out. So the Dykeman pop-up does result in an out, but not the conventional way. Dykeman safe at first in the air, two outs. Strike one on Schumann, who's 0-for-3. Fouled out, struck out, and flat out to the warning track in center. Facing Nick Kennedy for the first time. There's a ground ball up the middle, and it's through in the center for a base hit. Racing for third base is Dykeman as Bernard gets it back in. So Schumann hungry for a hit. He was hitless in the Sugarland series, and he rolls one up the middle between Kaiser and Schunk. And that just accentuates the importance of the Butler failure to retouch. Lawrence would have scored easily on that ball. Dykeman is at third. In a funny kind of way, Stovall dropping that ball helped the Isotopes. If he catches it, there are two outs with runners at first and second. And then Schumann, with a runner at second, I should say, and then Schumann's base hit would have scored him. Here's Pozo, 2-for-3. Pitches up on away ball one. Pozo, the hottest hitter on the club. Started off with a ground out, then had a single in the infield in the second, and launched a solo home run in the fourth. He's at a season-high 338, 11 homers and 48 batted in. Dykeman at third, Schumann at second. Here's the pitch. Pozo hits a chopper to short. Kaiser waits for it, gloves, throws to first, gets him, and the inning is over. The Aviators with a base-running mistake that cost them a run. However, they still have the lead. No runs, two hits, one error, two left. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, and the score, Las Vegas 6, Albuquerque 3.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey friends, America's First Credit Union is proud to sponsor the Las Vegas Aviators. America First products, tools, and services can help you, your family, or your business reach any financial goal faster. Become a member today at AmericaFirst.com. AmericaFirst.com. Into the bottom of the sixth, Las Vegas leads 6-3. Jorge Ruiz relieved Billy Sullivan in the fifth inning with two outs and two on, and he got Aaron Schunk to fly out to finish the inning, so they want Jorge to work the sixth. To the 5, 6, and 7 Isotopes hitters, Daniel Montaño, Willie McIver, and Jonathan Morales. Pitch is a strike, 0-1. Breaking ball, curveball got in there at 84, 0-1. Montaño against Supak, flied out and popped out, the 0-1. He fouls it off on the ground, rolling toward the first base dugout, stops on the grass, 0-2. Ted Wien's trivia tonight. Ted Wien's trivia question for the night. Who is the most recent major league pitcher to throw a no-hitter? Who's the most recent guy to throw a no-hitter? Here's the 0-2 outside, ball one, 1-2. Answer coming up. Nobody on, nobody out, home half of the sixth. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. That was a good pitch. He elevated that pitch at 92 near the letters to try to see if Montaño would chase. And it was a gamble that paid off. Montaño did chase, and he missed it. First strikeout for Ruiz. One out. So Supak, four spotless innings, no runs or hits. He retired 12 of the 14 men he faced. He walked one and hit one. Sullivan, two-thirds of an inning, charged with a 3 runs earned on 3 hits. Here is McIver. The pitch is a strike. 0-1. McIver hit by a pitch by Supak. And against Sullivan, he opened up that fifth inning with an opposite field ground rule or automatic double, and he later scored. Fastball's a little high, 1-1 on Willie McIver. 277 average for the right-handed hitting catcher. Two homers, eight batted in. Here is the pitch from Ruiz. Fastball a little up and in. Ball two, 2-1. Well, the answer to the Ted Weins trivia question shortly. Base is clear with one out. And the 2-1. Drive in the air to right. Butler cruises in and makes the one-handed catch near his left shoulder. Two outs. They get McIver out for the first time. And the batters, the right-handed hitting Albuquerque first baseman Jonathan Morales. Friends, Bally Live is the home of minor league baseball. Download today to watch every game across every level for free. And join in with live chats, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. Pitch is a little inside, ball one to Morales. Ruiz comes right back. Curveball, there's a strike on the outside corner, 85 miles an hour, 1-1. Again, with yesterday's off day, a travel day, if you just got in last night. Here's the 1-1. Good cutter, swung on and missed. Good tilt on that pitch, 1-2. Morales a one-handed wave at it. So only several available arms in the bullpen. But Shupak went four innings. Here's the 1-2. There's a ground ball to third. Harris backs up for a better hop. Gloves fires to first and gets him. And so far, so good for reliever Jorge Ruiz. He has faced four hitters and gotten them all out. So Albuquerque out in order in the sixth. We head to the seventh inning. Las Vegas 6, Albuquerque 3.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Okay, we go to the seventh inning, and Albuquerque brings in their fourth pitcher of the night, righty Dugan Darnell. Aviators have not seen him before. Nick Kennedy, the previous pitcher, goes two innings and charged with no runs on two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. It's been Valdez, who's still a pitcher of record, Poulin, Kennedy, and now Dugan Darnell. Give you the story of Dugan Darnell. Here's Kevin Smith, first of all. First pitch, fastball, foul back at 92 miles an hour. Strike one. Dugan Darnell, 6'2", 205. 26 years old. He's from Northville, Michigan. He was at Double-A Hartford last year. Signed as a free agent 2 years ago by the Rockies system. Here's the 0-1 now. Slow curve, roll foul to the right toward the dugout. It's 0-2. Smith in this game has singled and scored flat out and grounded out. 1-for-3. Darnell, a 9.72 ERA despite a 2-0 record. Struck out 5, walked 5 in relatively limited action. Here now is the pitch on the way in the 0-2 to Smith. Kevin swings and fouls that fastball back at 93 miles an hour, 0-2. 6-3 Las Vegas. We've reached the seventh inning. Dugan Darnell went to a tiny school called Adrian. He was born in Chicago, but as I said, he hometown, Northfield, Michigan. Went to high school there. Here's the 0-2. And Smith takes a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. They'll feed a new ball into play. At Adrian College, he pitched and played third base. And last year at Double A Hartford, he was one of the best pitchers they had. He had a 1.55 ERA in 29 innings. Smith swings and misses at a breaking ball. Strike three. One out. And the batter is Darryl Hernaez, who has singled and scored, walked and grounded out, 1-for-2. Darnell has been here less than a month. He made his big league debut for Albuquerque on the 4th of July at Oklahoma City. He pitched an inning, allowed a run and a hit. Here's the pitch. Hernaez takes fastball, high ball one, 1-0. In the just completed Sacramento series, he had one good outing where he got a win in relief and a hitless inning in a third. Then the next time out, 3 days later, he was reached for six runs in an inning and two-thirds on four hits and two walks. Pitch missing. 2-0 on Darryl Hernaez. One out, bases empty, seventh inning. Hernaez, 333 average, the pitch. High drive in a deep center. Bernard going way back. He's going to watch this one sail way over the 400-foot sign into the trees. A landscape bomb for Darryl Hernaez. And Las Vegas has a 7-3 lead here in the seventh inning. Hernaez straightaway center, and he lost it. His second home run since being called up from Midland. And he's 2-for-3 tonight. They got that concave fence. They used to have a hill out there, and the hill is gone, but it's still 400 feet to center and 428 on each side of the concave. And that one went to over the 400-foot sign, over the grassy patch, and well into the tall trees out there. Here's the pitch to Logan Davidson. He swings and misses, strike one. So you got to get your weed eater out to get that ball. Lefty Francisco Perez gets up for Las Vegas now. The Las Vegas with 12 hits leading 7-3. Their home runs from Pozo and now Hernaez. Change up, foul back by Logan Davidson, 0-2. Davidson struggled in the last two series against Sugarland and prior to that in Salt Lake, but he has come to life here. Single and a double and a walk, an RBI and a run scored. 0-2 is the count to him, and Darnell has the signs he wants. And the young righty rocks to the motion, the 0-2 pitch now. Fastball inside at 96. They got a little extra giddy up on that one, but he missed. One ball and two strikes. Brett Harris waits on deck. Seventh inning, Las Vegas ahead 7-3. Here's the pitch. He tried to hold up on a high fastball. He went around. Strike three, pitch up around his shoulders. Been too far around. So for Dugan Darnell, a strikeout of Smith, a long homer to dead center by Hernaez, then a strikeout of Davidson. And here's Brett Harris. Harris is 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored back in the 5-run Las Vegas second inning. Brett, 255. No homers, a couple of RBIs since coming up from Midland, and numerous very good plays with a glove at third base. He waves at a breaking ball for strike one. Matchup tomorrow for game two, Adrian Martinez, whose numbers are nothing to write home about. They're nothing to write anywhere about. 0-6 with an 8.21 ERA. That's the bad news. Pitches a breaking ball for ball one, 1-1. The good news is Martinez has thrown markedly better the last couple of times out. Took a step in the right direction against Salt Lake, a step in the right direction against Sugarland, and we'll see how he does against lefty Josh Rogers of Albuquerque tomorrow. Breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-2. Rogers is 3-6 with a 7.33 ERA. First pitch 5:35. Same start time as tonight's game. Pre-game will start promptly at 5:20 Pacific time. 1-2 on Brett Harris. And Lawrence Butler is on deck. Here's the 1-2. Fastball a little bit high. That was close. He missed it 96. 2-2 on Harris, who backs out and glances around at the Albuquerque defensive setup. Pretty much straight up for him. Straight away in center. The infield straight up as well. Here's a 2-2 from Dugan Darnell. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Good overhand hook at 84. So he strikes out the side, but he gives up a center field bomb to Darryl Hernandez. One run for Las Vegas. One hit, no errors. No one left. Seventh inning stretch in Albuquerque in the opener. Las Vegas 7, Albuquerque 3.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hello again, friends. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Russ Langer with you. Las Vegas leading the opener here 7-3 over the home team Albuquerque Isotopes. Friends, check out The Catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with host Matt Neverett on the Aviators YouTube channel. Don't miss any of the features from around the ballpark and a look at upcoming events at the best venue in minor league baseball, Las Vegas Ballpark. That's The Catch on the Aviators YouTube channel. Check it out. All right. Jorge Ruiz, good outing for him. A perfect inning in a third, four up and four down with a strikeout tossed in. So it's been Shupak, Sullivan, and Jorge Ruiz. And now Francisco Perez will come in to pitch the seventh inning. And if things go well, maybe the eighth inning too. In 21 games since coming up from Midland in the middle of May, Francisco's 3-1 with an ERA of an even 6. Fastball, strike 1-0-1. Fastball in the low 90s. Got a changeup in the low 80s and a breaking ball to go with it. One strike to count. Stovall flat out to deep center and walked and scored facing Sullivan his last time out. Changeup is outside. 1-1 on Hunter Stovall. Francisco Perez. Been 5 days since he pitched. Made two appearances in the Sugarland series and looked good. Changeup swung on and missed. 1-2. He went a total of 3 innings, allowing no runs and a hit, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. And he faced 10 hitters and retired 8 of them in his 2 outings against Sugarland. 1-2, and another off-speed breaking ball, dribble foul near the first base side. Defensive swing by Stovall, who's followed by the number 9 hitter in the Albuquerque order, shortstop Connor Kaiser, and leadoff man Winton Bernard. Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball, dribble foul behind the plate. Perez, when he first got here, had a couple of rough outings. His first one, his first game for the Aviators was against Albuquerque, May 14th. Michael Tolia hit a home run off of him. That's a breaking ball down and in, 2-2. One of the many players in the Isotopes here in May and not here in August. But that hurt Perez. He went an inning in the third, lot, 5 runs earned on 4 hits. That's his worst outing. That and the game in Salt Lake on July 18th, his 2 worst outings. Line drive on one hop pass to diving Smith in a center base hit. That ball wasn't hit that far away from Smith, but it was hit so hard that Stovall gets himself a hit. Smith couldn't get to it. interesting. I mean, that was pretty good pitching by Perez, really. He got ahead of Stovall, throwing a lot of off-speed stuff, and tried to sneak a fastball in at 92 after a series of pitches in the upper 70s and low 80s. But the pitch got a little too much of the plate, and Stovall lines a single for the fourth Albuquerque hit. Here's the shortstop, Connor Kaiser, grounded to third and singled in a run, one for two. Perez stretches, a lefty deals. Fastball slapped in the air, foul to the right, back out of play toward the concourse. Look out over there. 0-1 the count. One strike to count. Infield looking for two. Stovall off first, held on by Logan Davidson. Perez ready. Here's his pitch. And there's the off-speed pitch, dribble foul behind the plate. 0-2 on Connor Kaiser. 261 average, 9 homers, and 35 batted in. Kaiser is from Shawnee Mission, Kansas, the Pirates organization for part of last year, AAA Indianapolis. 26 years old, signed by the Rockies as a free agent this past December. 0-2. Stovall leads off first. Perez, a high set, takes a look at first, comes home. Curveball inside at 82 miles an hour. 1-2 on Connor Kaiser. Trying to get him to swing over the top of that ball, but Kaiser let it go. 1-2. Perez set again. And a 1-2 pitch to Connor Kaiser. Francisco delivers. Off speed. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Pulled the string beautifully at 83 miles an hour. Perez throws that off-speed pitch with the same arm speed as his fastball. And that's what makes it effective. And he used it right there to get Kaiser. One on, one out in the Albuquerque seventh. Las Vegas leading 7-3. Here's Wynton Bernard. Against Shupak, he flat out and walked. And against Sullivan, he hit into a double play, which did get a run in. Perez set, and here he comes. Fastball inside, ball one. 1-0. Ted Wien's trivia earlier. Who is the most recent major league pitcher to throw a no-hitter? Answer coming. One on, one out. The 1-0 to Wynton Bernard. Perez delivers. Baseball. Big chopper to short. Hernandez has it. Feed second. That's one. On to first. That's two. 6-4-3 double play. The answer is Framber Valdez of Houston, who no-hit Cleveland going all the way back to a few hours ago. It happened today. Yeah, Framber Valdez. Congratulations to the Astros starter who no-hits Cleveland on the same day that the Astros reunite with Justin Verlander. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left. At the end of seven, Las Vegas 7, Albuquerque 3.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find a Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruLasVegas.com.
Okay, to the eighth inning, a 7-3 lead for Las Vegas, and Dugan Darnell, second inning of work. His pitch is high, ball one, to Lawrence Butler. Dugan worked the seventh, struck out three, but he gave up a home run to dead center by Darryl Hernandez. Butler is 2-for-3 in this game. with an RBI run scored and a stolen base. He swings and misses. 1-1, 7 runs, a dozen hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Albuquerque 3-4-1 in the top of the 8th. Other games around the league. 8th inning, Tacoma leading at Sugarland 14-7 in the 8th inning. Pitch foul back. 1-2 on Butler. In Salt Lake, they're in the 9th inning. And El Paso leading Salt Lake in the first of that 6-game series, 6-1. Middle of the 4th inning in Sacramento, Reno 1, the Rivercats nothing. And that is your, the other game, Round Rock beat the Oklahoma City Dodgers 4-2. 1-2 on Lawrence Butler. And Darnell delivers. And that breaking ball bounces and it's blocked by the catcher, MacGyver. 2-2. Big league scores coming. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Lawrence Butler. His updated average, 279. 3 homers, 16 batted in. And his steal in the 6th inning, his 7th since coming up from Double-A without being caught. Breaking ball popped up on the left side. Playable. Stovall crosses over into foul ground. He's got it. And there's one out. Butler is 2-for-4. That brings up. Nope. Ruiz is not going to hit. Ruiz, now that we're in the 8th inning, is out of the game. As advertised, he went 7, and he's done. And Trenton Brooks comes off the bench and will hit for Ruiz. Ruiz just didn't look comfortable at the plate tonight. That rarely happens to him, but tonight 0-for-4 with 2 ground outs and 2 strikeouts. Oh, Brooksy up there pinch hitting. With one out and nobody on in the 8th inning. Brooks, 284, 15 home runs, 58 batted in. He's late on a fastball at 93, lifts it foul to the left, and back out of play. Strike one. 0-1 on Trenton Brooks. Greg Dykeman on deck. So, Ruiz gone from the game, and Brooks likely will be inserted into the outfield somewhere. Here's the 0-1. Fastball. It's a called strike, and it's 0-2. Brooks asking for time. He's down 0-2. Las Vegas with a 7-3 lead here in the top of the 8th inning. Brooks has been hot. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 7 games. He had 3 home runs in the just-completed series against Sugarland at Las Vegas Ballpark and 6 RBIs. Here's the 0-2. And it's a little bit... No, a called third strike. That, I'll tell you, Tom Hanahan hesitated and then called it a strike. So Brooks, pinch hitting for Ruiz, takes a called third strike. 2 outs in the Las Vegas 8th. Here's Greg Dykeman. Walked and stole a base, singled in a run, grounded out, and reached on an error. He's 1-for-3 if he add it all up. Darnell looking to put the cap on his second inning of work. They're buzzing around in the Albuquerque bullpen, but nobody's throwing now. Fastball's low, ball 1-0. Nobody's throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Looks like Francisco Perez, who worked to score the 7th, will be asked to also work the 8th. The 1-0. Dykeman swings and doesn't get that one. 1-1. Big league scores in the 9th inning. The Cubs. How about the Cubs at Wrigley? 21 hits, and they lead the Reds 20-5. 9th inning, Mets and Royals tied at 4 in Kansas City. Here's the 1-1 to Dykeman. Greg fouls that one off to the left out of play. 1-2. 7th inning in Denver. Albuquerque's parent team, the Rockies, trailing the Padres 5-4. 5th inning, Red Sox 3, the Mariners 1 in Seattle. 5th inning, Arizona 1, the Giants nothing in San Francisco. Middle of the 3rd, Dodgers and Athletics, no score at Dodger Stadium. Phillies beat the Marlins earlier with a 3-run 9th, 3-1 the final. Pirates beat the Tigers 4-1. Dykeman fouls one back, 1-2. Tampa topped the Yankees in New York 5-2. Milwaukee is 6-4 winner over the Washington Nationals. Baltimore beat the Blue Jays again. I think the Orioles are 6-1 or 7-1 against Toronto. Orioles with a 16-hit attack win it 13-3. Atlanta beat the Angels 5-1. High drive in a deep right field. Tucker goes back. Tucker's at the track. He jumps up at the wall, and it's out of here. Greg Dykeman connects for his second home run, RBI number 11. The Aviators hit their third home run of the game, and they open up an 8-3 lead here in the eighth inning. Three solo jobs. Pozo in the fourth to left. Hernandez in the seventh to center. And Dykeman here to right field in the eighth inning. So Darnell has shown some good stuff. I mean, he struck out four hitters in an inning and two-thirds. But both of the hits he's given up have left the yard. And there's no wind blowing now. That ball just got out of here. Here's Schumann. 1-for-4 with a single. 13 hits for Las Vegas. And he looks at a strike. It is 0-1. Minnesota, 3-2 winner in St. Louis over the Cardinals. Texas, playing at home, blanked the White Sox 2-0 on just three hits. Texas only had four hits, but they got the win. Pitch is low, 1-1. And game I just told you about, Framber Valdez of the Astros throws a no-hitter against Cleveland. And the Astros win 2-0. Ball and a strike. Darnell with a 1-1 on the way. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. When the Isotopes bat in the eighth inning, all the 2, 3, and 4 hitters against Francisco Perez. Heron, Tucker, and Shunk. 1-2 on Max Schumann. Max choking up slightly on the bat. He hits a line drive in the right. That's a base hit. Toward the line to get it is Tucker. He'll play it back in. So Schumann started off 0-for-3, but he singled in each of his last two at-bats. He's got to feel really good about that because he didn't get a hit in the Sugarland series. So Pozo, 2-for-4 with a single and a home run coming up now. It's three hits off of Darnell, and the Aviators as a team have 14 hits. They lead 8-3 here. Chris Mahalik, the pitching coach, is going out to have a word now with Dugan Darnell. Welcome to August. What the Aviators, with a very ordinary first half, just like Albuquerque. But in the second half, both teams playing well. The Aviators hang on to any part of this lead. They'll be back at 500 at 51-51. They'll have a 17-11 second half record. The Albuquerque record would be the same, 17-11. This is the second mound visit for the Isotopes. All right, here's Pozo. Now the pitch. Pozo chases an outside breaking ball. Strike one, 0-1. This bait in baseball history, 1941. Lefty Gomez of the Yankees threw a 9-0 shutout over the St. Louis Browns despite walking 11 men, the most ever issued in a shutout at that time. The Browns stranded 15 runners. Schumann goes. Pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to second base. Sails into center field. But Pozo, time is called by the plate umpire Tom Hanahan. Schumann is being sent back to first, I believe, by the plate ump Tom Hanahan. Because Pozo stepped clearly in front of the catcher MacGyver. Reset. It's strike two on Pozo. And Pozo took a full step in front of MacGyver, impeding the throw. So Schumann, who had the stolen base, heads back to first. Two strikes on Pozo. Las Vegas 8, Albuquerque 3, top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. That's pull foul outside third, 0-2. Jonah Bride is on deck. So it looks like Kevin Smith His rehab game tonight is finished also. Play the theme from Batman here. This is the only ballpark that I know of in AAA where they actually have an organist. None of that modern jazz. They have a guy up here in the two booths to my right playing the organ. Holy peanut butter, Batman. It's 8-3, the Las Vegas Aviators. And the Isotopes need to call Commissioner Gordon because they're three outs away from dropping game one here. Schumann takes his lead off first. Pozo hitting 336 now, waiting on the 0-2. Darnell throws to first. Schumann back in with a dive. This date in 1945, Hall of Famer Mel Ott hit his 500th home run of his career, which at that time was exceeded only by Babe Ruth and Jimmy Fox. He finished with 511. Pozo chases an outside pitch and fouls it off. 0-2 still. 324 of his 511 home runs were hit at the Polo Grounds. Mel Ott. Vin Scully's all-time favorite player. He said it many times. Vinny grew up a New York Giants fan. 0-2 on Pozo. Schumann leads off first. The 0-2 fouled off to the right on the ground. Still 0-2. 8-3 Aviators in the eighth. Why was Vin Scully a Giants fan? All right, here's the deal. Just because I knew him, I can tell you this. He was 8 years old, walking home from school, and he walked by a shop, and the shopkeeper put up a score. He used to put up some of the baseball scores in the window. And the Giants had lost their most recent game by a score of 13-4. Pozo hits a one-hopper to third, backhanded beautifully by Stovall, who throws out Pozo to finish the inning. Great play by Stovall to third. It's a 5-3 putout. And Vin Scully saw that, and he actually felt sorry for the Giants and started following the Giants. Yep. One run, two hits, one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas 8, Albuquerque 3.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Sometimes the best summer getaway is the journey to the getaway. Start your summer road trip adventure at Hyundai. Now during the getaway sales event. Hurry in for great deals on many models, all backed by America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai getaway sales event. Get up to $1,000 bonus cash on the 2023 Tucson or Santa Fe, plus 3.29% APR. Test drive a new Hyundai today. Hurry. The Hyundai getaway sales event ends September 5th. Offers end 9/5/23. Call 562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas.
All right, welcome back. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, 8-3. Las Vegas leading in game one. And as advertised, wholesale changes with a couple of rehabbers, Esteri Ruiz in center and Kevin Smith at second base exiting as we reach the eighth inning. So what Fran Reardon has done is this. Trenton Brooks, who hit for Ruiz, goes into the game in left field. Max Schumann, who had been in left, goes to center to replace Ruiz there. And Jonah Bride is the new second baseman. Kevin Smith the rest of the night off. Perez deals a strike, 0-1 to Jimmy Herron. Perez worked a scoreless seventh inning. Herron popped out, grounded out, and singled in a run in the fifth. Pitch in the dirt, 2-0. Gray's longest outing, two innings. They'd like to see him finish this one. Here's the 2-0 on the way, and Heron takes it low. Scoreboard says 3-0, but it's actually 2-1. That's the accurate count. Now it's 3-1. Pitch down and in. This date in 1957, Gil Hodges hit his 13th career Grand Slam, which at that time was a new National League record. It was the last Grand Slam ever for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The pitch, high fly ball to right, hit well. Butler backing up. Butler's at the track to make the catch, about two steps back on the track. One out in the Albuquerque eighth. And here's Tucker, who against Shupak popped out and grounded out. And also against Billy Sullivan, he drew a walk. Okay. Here's Tucker. Switcher will now bat right-handed for the first time. Fastball down and in, ball one. Right-hander's up in the Albuquerque pen. Aviators have led the whole way. They scored five in the second with five straight hits and took a 6-0 lead in the fourth on a Pozo home run. Albuquerque cut the lead in half with a 3-run fifth. But the Aviators with a couple of more solo home runs. Darryl Hernaez, Greg Dykeman, and they lead now. Has a drive to deep right toward the corner, but Butler angles over, makes a one-handed catch on the grass near the warning track. Two outs. Here's Shunk. Struck out, grounded out, and against Ruiz, flied out. On this date in 1970, Willie Stargell, the Pirates, hit three doubles and two home runs. Pirates beat Atlanta 20-10 in Atlanta. Chance to meet Willie Stargell later on. And a genuine nice guy. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. 1-0. Shunk waiting on Perez, and the lefty turns in the 1-0 pitch. Then the pitch is high. 2-0. Shupak, Sullivan, Ruiz, and Perez. The 2-0. Down and in. 3-0. This date in 1972, Nate Colbert tied a big league record with five home runs and a doubleheader, and he set another record with 13 RBIs in the doubleheader. Padres swept the Braves 9-0 and 11-7. Pitches a strike, 3-1. In a fairly remarkable twist of fate, the only other time anybody hit five home runs in a doubleheader, Stan Musial did it in 1954. Who was in the stands at Sportsman's Park that day, 1954? 8-year-old Nate Colbert. Yep. Fly ball to center. Schumann moves in and grabs it. And Perez works the 1-2-3-8 with three fly balls. We go to the ninth inning. Las Vegas 8, Albuquerque 3.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for two free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win two free tickets and go solar today.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
All right, welcome back. We're in the ninth inning. Las Vegas leads 8-3 in the opener. of a six-game set between two teams fighting it out for two very good second-half records. Oklahoma City, the best record coming in the second half. They already had the best record in the first half, but Oklahoma City did lose their game earlier this evening. So at the moment, Oklahoma City's record is 18-10. If the Aviators hang on and they're three outs away from winning, they'll be 17-11, and so will Albuquerque. Right-hander Chance Adams comes in to pitch the ninth inning, and Dugan Darnell went two innings, allowed two runs earned on three hits, no walks, four strikeouts. Two of the three hits he allowed were solo home runs. Darryl Hernandez, Greg Dykeman. Adams facing Jonah Bride, who's finishing up at second base for Kevin Smith, and it's ball one. Smith went 1-for-4 tonight with a run scored. Bride, 3-12. Dozen home runs, 46 batted in. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Chance Adams, the new pitcher, 6'1", 225. He'll be 29 in 9 days. Born in Scottsdale. Signed as a free agent in the middle of May, and here he is. Bride hits a chopper fouled outside third. Off-speed breaking ball to 83 miles an hour. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 to Jonah Bride. Up and in. Ball two. 2-2. On deck, Darryl Hernandez. Logan Davidson after that. There's a ground ball to short. Right there to gobble it up is Kaiser. He flips it over Morales. And Bride's first at bat in the series results in a 6-3 ground out. And Hernandez, who has single and homered and walked, 2-for-3 overall, coming up now. Adams, since arriving here, has been in 14 games. He's been very good. No record, a 1.8 ERA. 15 innings, only 12 hits. Walking 6, striking out 8. Another guy that the Aviators have not seen prior to tonight. Pitch foul back. Fastball at 93. Strike one. Mentioned before that back in 1957, on this date, in fact, Gil Hodges' 13th Grand Slam, the most in the National League, but that record was broken by Willie McCovey, who had finished with 18 Grand Slams. National League record. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 0-2. And by coincidence, it was on this date in 1977, exactly 20 years after Gil Hodges hit his Grand Slam, that McCovey hit his 18th. One of the most imposing figures ever to step into a batter's box, Mr. Willie McCovey. Breaking ball, big bouncer to second. Shunks on the job and has a shoulder-high hop and sidearms it over to first. Two down. Spencer Patton throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen will likely get the ninth. Here's Logan Davidson. Doubled in a run and scored. Single, walked, and struck out. 2-for-3. 8-3 Las Vegas in the top of the ninth inning now. This date in 1982. Not a bad group. Inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown. Davidson takes low and inside ball one. Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, Travis Jackson from way back, and former commissioner Happy Chandler. All went in this date in 1982. Travis Jackson was around mostly in the 20s. There's a pitch swung on, fouled off, 1-1. Travis Jackson was his nickname, predictably, Stonewall. Here's the pitch from Chance Adams, and the pitch taken low, ball two. Two balls and a strike. Travis Jackson was primarily an infielder, mostly a shortstop, and he did get in. Reggie Jackson got in on this date in 1993, the pitch. Ground ball down the first baseline. Fair ball gloved by Morales, who underhands to Chance Adams, covering in time for a 3-1 putout. Nice play by Morales. Ball hit hard right down the line. Adams works a 1-2-3 ninth. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Las Vegas 8, Albuquerque 3.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Welcome back, friends. Okie dokie. Bottom of the ninth inning. Las Vegas has led the whole way. They lead 8-3 now. And they hand the ball off to 35-year-old right-hander Spencer Patton, originally from Illinois, but living in Texas for quite a while now. Georgetown, Texas. Patton is 6'1", 185 pounds. Was at Round Rock last year for parts of the year before. Major League time with Texas and the Chicago Cubs. Patton trying to get the last three outs here. And he is 3-1 with an ERA of 5.03 in 31 games, 34 innings. He's going to face the DH, Daniel Montaño, then the catcher, Willie McIver, and first baseman, Jonathan Morales. So Francisco Perez, two innings, no runs, one hit. No errors, one strikeout. It's been Shupak, Sullivan, Ruiz, who, according to the official scorekeeper, is in line for the win, and Spencer Patton. Pitch is a little outside, ball one. Patton. Sinker ball specialist will generally get ground balls when he's on. He's been on a lot lately. Had a rough outing last time against Sugarland, but throughout July he was outstanding. Pitch is a strike. 1-1. Spencer Patton adjusts his cap, looks around. And the 1-1 to Daniel Montaño hitting 208. Breaking ball, did he go? Nope, no swing at third. Breaking ball at 80 miles an hour. Patton. Ready, here's the 2-1 on the way. And the pitch missed up and away. Ball three, 3-1. McIver on deck. And that pitch floats in there for a strike. 3-2. Patton had a little bit of time in the big leagues, about 2 weeks in early May. And during that two-week stretch, Albuquerque came to Las Vegas ballpark. So Patton's facing them for the first time this year. Pitch is fisted foul toward the third base dugout. Still 3-2 on Daniel Montaño, who cracked his bat. He's walking over to get another one. Three and two. This date in 1994, Baltimore's Cal Ripken Jr. became just the second big leaguer to play 2,000 straight games. The other one, a guy named Lou Gehrig. And on this date, Minnesota's Burt Blyleven in 1986 threw a two-hitter, struck out a club record 15. And he surpassed the 3,000 career threshold. There's a chopper foul. 3-2 still. This date in 1985, Vince Coleman stole two bases in the first inning at a Cardinals 9-8 loss to the Cubs. to run his season total to 74. That broke the Major League rookie record for stolen bases. Previous record, 72, set by Juan Samuel, 1984. Swing and a miss at a fastball, strike three. Montano's out. One out for MacGyver. Had been hit by a pitch, doubled and scored and flied out. Pitches ball one. And that one gets in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. One ball and one strike on Willie MacGyver. Patton turns and he delivers. Breaking ball, big chopper to short. Hernandez two steps to his right, grabs it. Throws in the dirt, bounces past Davidson. And so, MacGyver, with the ball going out of play, will get second base on a throwing error by Darryl Hernandez. Aviator's first error of the game. Comes with one out of the ninth inning, and Las Vegas leading 8-3. Morales has hit into a force play, walked and scored and grounded out. Big chopper, Hernandez reached up over his head to grab it. Had plenty of time. The throw to first was a real sinker. So Patton, not the only one throwing sinkers out there. Ground ball to third. Harris to his left picks it up and throws his man out. Holding at second is MacGyver. Morales grounds out to Harris for the second time. Two outs. And now Albuquerque's down to its final out. Hunter Stovall coming up. Stovall flied out, walked and scored and singled. One for two. $7,139 paid crowd. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1. Isotopes Park, 20 years old now, open in 03. They were a Marlins affiliate. Then they were a Dodger affiliate. Now, of course, a Rockies affiliate. Here's the 0-1 now. Stovall swings and fouls it back 0-2. Many, many years, the site of this ballpark contained a different ballpark, the Sports Stadium, built in the late 60s. At the time, Albuquerque had a double-A team in the Texas League. And in 1972, they graduated to triple-A, a Dodger affiliate. Here's the 0-2 now. Line to right, base hit. In to get it is Butler. MacGyver being waved in. Butler fires toward the plate, and in to score is MacGyver. RBI single by Stovall, making it 8-4. So they cash in the error to make it an 8-4 game. MacGyver's a catcher, but he's got decent wheels. And Butler's throw bounced in, and Poza did not handle it anyway. Stovall holds it first. So that's five hits now for Albuquerque. Patton, the game should be over, but the error prolonged it. But now here's Kaiser, who was grounded out, singled in a run, and struck out. Francisco Perez struck him out on an off-speed pitch last time up. Patton stretches and works. Breaking ball. Fly ball to right center. Moving over is Schumann. Schumann makes the catch, and the Aviators collect an 8-4 victory here in game one of this six-game series, and they pulled a 500 overall on the year. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Strike three, yeah!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
We can dance and prove.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Back. All right. The Las Vegas Aviators, coming off a six-game split at home with Sugarland, take a breather yesterday for a travel day, and they look good tonight in defeating Albuquerque by a score of 8-4. Vegas has now beaten Albuquerque 5 out of 7 this year, with 5 more games at hand in the season series, all here in this series starting tomorrow for game 2. For Las Vegas to win, they again get back to 500 for their overall record, 51-51. And their second half record is 17-11, which ties Albuquerque for the second best second half record behind Oklahoma City. For the Las Vegas Aviators, 8 runs, 14 hits, 1 error, leaving 8 men on base. Albuquerque is now 44-59 on the year, but their second half record is just as good as Las Vegas, 17 up and 11 down. Isotopes get 4 runs on 5 hits with 1 error, 5 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Jorge Ruiz in relief, and Jorge collects that victory. They've just handed us a box score that is incomplete because it doesn't have some of the figures on it, but it's just part of the adventure. It's another chapter in the book. For Jorge Ruiz, he's now 2-1 on the season, and the loss goes to Albuquerque starter Phillips Valdez, who's now 5-6. Las Vegas with home runs in the game, solo home runs by Yoel Pozo, Daryl Hernandez, and Greg Dykeman. Albuquerque went without a home run in this game, which featured some very good Las Vegas pitching. A crowd of 7,139 paid to see it, 2 hours, 43 minutes on the time. On the postgame show, we'll recap it for you and get you updated on the scores coming up right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avondros, that's the first date.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
High fly ball to deep left field. Heron going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it's gone. Yoel Pozo hits home run number 11, RBI 48. And Las Vegas grabs a 6-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning with their ninth hit of the game. And that was one of three solo jobs by the Aviators in this 8-4 win. Aviators never trailed in this game. Their scoring began in the second inning with five straight hits off Phillips Valdez. Kevin Smith, Daryl Hernandez with singles. Hernandez beat out a chopper back to the mound with an impressive burst of speed toward first. Then Logan Davidson doubled in Smith. And Brett Harris and Lawrence Butler, and one out later, Greg Deitman all chipped in with RBI singles, and Las Vegas knocked Phillips Valdez out after an inning and two-thirds in the start. He ultimately would absorb the loss. Vegas led 5-0 after two. The Pozo home run you just heard coming out of that commercial break made it 6-0. The closest look the Isotopes had to the game was in the fifth when they scored three runs off reliever Billy Sullivan to make it 5-3. But the Aviators had solo home runs in the seventh inning by Daryl Hernandez off reliever Dugan Darnell. And then in the following inning, in the eighth inning, by Greg Deitman, also off of Darnell. They led 8-3, and the Isotopes tacked on an unearned oh-by-the-way run in the bottom of the ninth inning off Spencer Patton, and Las Vegas wins it 8-4. What went right for the Aviators? Well, first of all, the most encouraging thing of all, the job done by starter Trey Shupak, who had struggled against Sugarland in his last time out, getting knocked out in the third inning after giving up five earned runs on nine hits. Totally different guy today. Four no-hit innings. No hits, no runs. Walk one, hit a batter, struck out one, and retired 12 of 14. 40 pitches in only four innings and 24 strikeouts. Only 40 pitches in those four innings. And so he can take that to the bank. That's a definitely huge step in the right direction for Shupak. And Jorge Ruiz and Francisco Perez also look good in their relief effort. Spencer Patton had a 1-2-3 ninth that was prevented by the error, and then unearned run was a result. So the bullpen, for the most part, did a really, really good job, and the Aviators did swing the bats well with the three home runs in that big five-run second inning as well. When we come back, I'll get some scores for you next when the postgame show continues after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
High drive in a deep center. Bernard going way back. You're going to watch this one sail way over the 400-foot sign into the trees. A landscape bomb for Daryl Hernandez. And Las Vegas has a 7-3 lead here in the seventh inning. Welcome back, friends. All right, here are the scores now. in Sacramento in the seventh inning. Reno leading 3-0. That game only has five hits. Very un-PCL-like, PCL-like situation, at least until the seventh inning. Reno with two hits, Sacramento with three. Reno leads by a score 3-0. That's the only game still in progress in the league. Earlier, Round Rock beat Oklahoma City 4-2, and El Paso tops Salt Lake 6-1. Tacoma, the win in their opener at Sugar Land, the final score was 14-7 in that particular ballgame at Constellation Field, just outside of Houston. Major Leagues, a couple of games still going. They are now in the ninth inning in Denver. The Padres lead the Rockies 8-4. In Seattle, they're in the seventh inning. Red Sox 6, Mariners 4. Bottom of the seventh in San Francisco. The Giants trying to hold off the Diamondbacks. They lead 4-3 at the end of 4 at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers lead the Oakland Athletics by a score of 4-0 behind the newly acquired starter Lance Lynn. Phillies beat the Marlins earlier 3-1. Pittsburgh over the Detroit Tigers 4-1. Tampa beat the Yankees in the Bronx 5-2. Milwaukee is 6-4 winner over the Washington Nationals. Baltimore rolled past Toronto 13-3. It was Atlanta 5, the Angels 1. Minnesota 3-2 winners in St. Louis over the Cardinals. At Wrigley, the Cubs had some fun, pounding out 21 hits to defeat the Reds 20-9. And it was Texas shutting out the White Sox in Arlington, a 2-0 final in that one. The 10-inning game in Kansas City went for the home team. The Royals edged the Mets 7-6. And then the headline, saving the best for last, in Houston, Framber Valdez threw a no-hitter over Cleveland. A 9-inning no-hitter, lifting his record to 9-7 as the Astros lift their overall record out of 61-47. I'll be back with a little more to tell you about tomorrow night's game right after this.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering Burt M. burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Just can't it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
High drive in a deep right field. Tucker goes back. Tucker's at the track. He jumps up at the wall, and it's out of here. Greg Dykeman connects for his second home run, RBI number 11. The Aviators hit their third home run of the game, and they open up an 8-3 lead here in the eighth inning. And the Aviators would win 8-4. And they've won the first of this six-game series. And for the Las Vegas team, the road record is now over 500, 26-25. The home record, 25 up and 26 down. Again, their overall record, 51-51. Tomorrow, they'll try to go back over 500. Righty Adrian Martinez, an unenviable 0-6 record with an ERA over 8, but he has looked much better in his last couple of outings. We'll see how he does against lefty Josh Rogers, as Albuquerque tries to get even in the series behind the southpaw Rogers, who is 3-6 with a 7.33 ERA. We'll be on the air at 5:20. I'll have the pregame show for you here on AM 920, Raider Nation Radio. First pitch at 5:35. Those are the Pacific time zone times for tomorrow's second game. The Aviators will try to make it two straight, and they're looking for their third straight win overall after they beat Sugarland on Sunday in the finale of that series at Las Vegas Ballpark. My thanks to Bobby Machado for his splendid job producing this game back in the Lotus headquarters, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, my friends. Until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated Albuquerque 8-4. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Pry is at least going to be a little bit better. That's certainly a tough place to go play. And then Syracuse coming in, who did make a bowl game, but they might have something for Syracuse. That might be one of those, I hate to use the revenge, the R word here, but that might be one you want to circle.
Yeah, I think if you go back, about 10 years, the only previous time Purdue and Syracuse have played in football, I think Purdue beat them 51-0.
Right.
And I would expect that Purdue's going to get revenge for what happened last year and that screw job by the officials up in the Carrier Dome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you start 2-1, Ryan Walter's going to feel pretty good about that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to lose that game at Virginia Tech in week two. You got to beat Fresno. You got to beat Syracuse at home. We'll talk more Big Ten football in the final segment tonight. Wisconsin, a team that I like a lot to win the Big Ten West. We're going to save the best for last, in my opinion, here, talking about the Wisconsin Badgers. Wes, let's get some baseball updates on what's happening here on the West Coast. Red Sox lead the Mariners 6-4 in Seattle. Giants have taken a 4-3 lead over the D-backs in San Francisco.
And we have a couple finals to get to as well, actually just one. We had a balk-off in Kansas City. A balk-off for the New York Mets. Boy, their day just keeps getting better and better for all the Mets fans out there. Walker commits a balk. Kansas City scores the winning run, 7-6 over the Mets. Also on the West Coast, Dodgers now up 4-0. They get four runs in the bottom of the fourth. Lance Lynn just